a 1-0 start. But to continue their early season success, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals would now have to go on the road to face one of their oldest rivals, the Eau Claire Memorial Old A's.
Sorensen under center. Off the left side, that's Schiltz. Puts his toe in the ground, stretches forward, reaches to the end zone. Touchdown, Chi High. Chi High double wing, double tight, right at the 50-yard line. And off right up the middle, and breaking free into the secondary, Schiltz, 20-15-10. Inside the 10-yard line is Schiltz.
Gavin Schiltz for the first carry tonight, and it is a big one.
Bar hash now, double wing, double tight for Chi High. Wheeling and giving in the background, that is Deegan McGinnis. And McGinnis fighting his way into the end zone. Touchdown. He broke through one tackle. Burst into the end zone for six. It is 13-0 Chippewa Falls.
Get the first down, but look for them to keep it open.
Sorensen under center in their patented double wing offense. Gets the snap. Hands off. Gavin Schiltz over the right guard. Up the middle. Gavin Schiltz off to the right. Slips the tackle at the 30. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cardinals.
What an exciting play. And I'll tell you, we're not going to get a chance to see the passing game. Not when the running game is getting 50 yards a crack.
Jackson Zuliger, slot left. Corey Weidman, wide left. Holmberg in the gun. Gets the snap, drops the pass, looking right. Now rolling out under pressure, hit sack!
And that's it.
Gets the snap, hands off to Behnke over the left guard. There goes Tyler Behnke up the middle. 20-15, breaks a tackle. 10 and pulled down to a stop at the 6. Jackson Zuliger brought him down by the shoestrings, but Tyler Behnke almost sprung one. Holmberg in the gun, trying to draw Chi High offsides. Chi High didn't jump. Abbott Jepson on the left hip of Holmberg. Holmberg gets the snap, hands up, off the middle, and he is stuffed. Abbott Jepson tried to go straight over the center, and Chi High was not having it. Sorensen under center. Gavin Schiltz motions to his left, gets the handoff, and Talon Schiltz walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. He motioned from right to left, and nobody touched him.
I believe just his second punt of the night. It has not been a frequent occurrence, and they're going to fake it. Gavin Schiltz, look out, 50, 45, 40, and a big collision, and that should be enough for a Chi High first down. How about the Cards with a little trickeration? Three receivers right, single receiver left for Sorensen. Clean pocket. Floats it right side. He's got a man. That's Kestner. Kestner stuttering. Kestner getting loose. Kestner bouncing to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
That's what we like to see there. Nice pass, but more importantly, great blocking that got Kestner into the end zone. 10 different running backs that we've seen carry the ball so far.
I mean, taking what they did last week and just improving upon it. First and goal from the 2-yard line. Wheeling and giving to Bockenfeld. Bockenfeld straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Bockenfeld makes it 41-6.
2 weeks, 2 wins. But as the Big Rivers Conference schedule begins, Chi High is back at home facing one of their oldest and biggest rivals, the Mustangs of Menominee. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Holly Bovey of Colwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Ashley Construction, Wynn Family Dentistry, Great Northern Corporation, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, River Country Co-op, Aspirus Health, State Farm agent Jeff Flagg, Grace Home Respiratory, and Linings of Eau Claire. And now, the Cardinal Countdown pregame show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome inside the broadcast booth here at Doré Field for a matchup between the Chi-Hi Cardinals and the Menominee Mustangs. I am not Caleb Spenson. He is busy getting an interview with the Menominee Mustangs head coach, but he will be calling this one here shortly. We're going to jump to a commercial break here really quick, but we'll be right back with the pregame show here on WOGO Sports.
What if your money could earn more? With Royal Credit Union's high-yield savings account, you can watch your savings stack up with rates as high as 3.50% annual percentage yield. Whether you're saving for something big or just looking to grow your balance, Royal's high-yield savings account makes it easy with no monthly fees and flexible access to your funds when you need them. It's time to make your money work harder for you. See details and open your high-yield savings account at rcu.org/earnmore. APY accurate as of 9/1/26, insured by NCUA.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design build professionals.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. The Aspirus Health Hospital, Emergency Department, and Clinic in Chippewa Falls is about to open. And we're now scheduling appointments where you'll be seen by trusted providers with deeply caring hearts. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-Hi alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO Sports broadcast team. Micah Bailey, along with Carter Jager, your WOGO Sports video operators. One of the oldest rivalries in the state, Chi-Hi and Menominee, will tangle here at Doré Field in Chippewa Falls. We'll hear from head coach Mitch Olson of Menominee coming up. Was unable to catch Coach Rako as a lot of pregame festivities going on for Veterans Night, and so unfortunately didn't get a chance to chat with him, but hopefully we're talking with him after the game with Alan Dunham, and hopefully talking about a Chi-Hi victory. You can see on the field for Veterans Night, Chi-Hi wearing those special camo jerseys. Always a great spectacle here at Veterans Night at Doré Field, and free will donations being collected for the Hands Foundation, helping homeless veterans, helping all of us remember that there are things far, far more important than the game that we will see here tonight. We'll step out, be back after this with head coach Mitch Olson, of course a Chi-Hi alum and now new at the helm of the Menominee Mustangs. We're back after this on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Looking for an easy fall getaway the whole family will love? Make it a weekend at Metropolis Resort. Trade the chilly weather for slides and splashes at Chaos Water Park. Then head to Action City for arcade games, trampolines, and plenty more ways to play. And when you stay right at Metropolis Resort, all that fun is just steps from your room. Pack up the family and make a little more time for fun this fall. Plan your stay at MetropolisResort.com, where the fun never stops.
MetropolisResort.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Chippewa Falls and Menominee here tonight at Duray Field. We will check out our interview with Menominee head coach Mitch Olson, a Chi High alum, coming up very shortly. But first, maybe a few initial thoughts from Dave Check here in the broadcast booth at Duray Field. Of course, a great rivalry game. Chi High winning 36-6 at Donna-Nona Williams Stadium last year to kind of get the Menominee monkey off their back, Dave. And now, first game of the Big Rivers Conference standings here tonight, Veterans Night, a lot of hoopla in a great way, a lot of excitement here, and this is a game against your rival that you want to get to start off conference play on the right note.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line tonight, and you can say all you want about getting the Menominee monkey off, but I don't think that's going to change when you have 30 years of history. You're going to have 30 years to think about that as, you know, we want to beat Menominee every single year. It's an intense rivalry. It's extra special tonight. Not only is it the military night, but you've also got coming back Mitch Olson coaching. Mitch was on the same team as Nick Bull. You know, you got a lot of friendships, a lot of rivalries, and this game just means a lot, not only to the coaches, but the players, everyone here on this sideline and that sideline. This is a big game.
We will talk with head coach Mitch Olson. In fact, we already did, and we will play that back for you right after this on WOGO Sports Cardinal Countdown pregame show. It's Chi High against Menominee coming up.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Hard water is one of the most common water problems. Symptoms include dry skin and hair, stains on fixtures, dishes, clothes, and skin, frequent plumbing problems, and stiff clothing. If this sounds familiar, contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. They will customize the right water treatment system for you. Locally owned, American-made products, and no long-term contracts. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more information.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Veterans Night here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, and one of Wisconsin's oldest rivalries, Chi High Menominee, tangling at Duray tonight. Here with head coach Mitch Olson of Menominee. And coach, looking for that first win so far, but Big Rivers Conference play, this would be a great night to get it.
Yeah. You know, there's been a little bit of a learning curve for us, but, you know, our players are really handling things the right way. You know, we've had a great couple, honestly, 2 weeks of preparation here. You know, they've had really good attitudes and been working really hard, so we need to find a way to reward them with a win.
Coach, obviously with DJ Butler going down with injury, two players pressed into roles that maybe they weren't expecting at the beginning of the season, but football is kind of a next man up sport.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously the loss of DJ Butler as a player on the field hurts, but the kid's just such an awesome human being with an infectious personality that really just has such a motivating influence to him, really, in anywhere he goes and with everything that he does. He'll be joining us here soon. He actually just got out of the hospital today. We can't wait for him to be back on the sidelines with us.
And, Coach, obviously this Chi High team has put up nearly 1,000 yards on the ground in the first 2 weeks. What do you do to slow down Coach Rako's double wing?
Yeah, you got to play disciplined. You know, if you don't have disciplined eyes, you're going to be in trouble. On top of that, you need to play low and you need to play physical. Obviously, they have some good size and they're really good athletes up front on top of being, you know, large human beings. So we just need to play really disciplined and play tough.
Coach, welcome back home here to Chippewa. Good to have you here, and best of luck to the Mustangs tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Head Coach Mitch Olson, Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard-to-reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
What's holding you back from living your best life? Is it a lingering injury, joint pain? Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to everything you've been missing. Wherever you are in western Wisconsin, the talented team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here for you with the highest standards of orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Turning I couldn't into I did since 1954. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Learn more at cbosm.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we know everybody saves a little differently. Maybe you want your money to grow but stay within reach. Maybe you want saving to be part of your everyday spending. Or maybe you're growing money you won't need for a while. Whatever you're saving for, Royal can help you reach your financial goals with a high-yield savings account, money market, certificate, and more. Find your savings fit at rcu.org/saver. Insured by NCUA.
A great scene here tonight. Veterans Night, Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham. Your Toyce and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Veterans Night, amazing always to see the veterans being honored, the huge flag being unfurled. And as we witness that right now, maybe a quick key or two here tonight, Dave Check.
Well, I think this game's actually really easy because you got the history between these parties. This is going to be a close game no matter what. From year to year, the athletes have not made as much of a difference as what is being done in the trenches. This game has always been won on the offensive line and the defensive line, so that's going to be your key to the game tonight. Which offensive line can control the defensive line and move the ball consistently?
Your Toyce and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find our friend Toyce and Ford in Chippewa Falls. We edge closer and closer to game time. Again, just an incredible atmosphere every single year at Veterans Night. We'll take a quick break. Be back after this on WOGO Sports. But first, again, giving you a look at what we are seeing here live at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back right after this on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Building a custom home should be exciting.
not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design-build professionals.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. At Aspirus Health, we see how life takes you on a few unexpected twists and turns, and how you need a neighbor who's here for you. Our emergency department in Chippewa Falls will soon be open to see you, whenever you can't wait to be seen. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
With a wonderful rendition of God Bless the USA, and we're about to have a flyover here at Duray Field.
got flyovers. We've got giant flags. This is Veterans Night at Chippewa Falls. Game time is next. We're back after this on WOGO Sports, your home for Chippewa Falls Athletics.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Something big is getting closer at Metropolis Resort. Our 50,000 square foot Action City expansion is taking shape, and the first new attractions are set to open later this fall. Race around a brand new indoor go-kart track, take on the twists of our indoor spin coaster, brave the new drop tower, and put your skills to the test on indoor mini golf. It's all coming later this fall with even more fun still ahead. Follow the progress at MetropolisResort.com.
MetropolisResort.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
It's a football Friday night here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Check, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham.
See the Chi High football team with the camouflage jerseys and holding their helmets high in the right hands in salute for the veterans who are departing the field now. And Dave, before we get down to the actual game action here, the reminders, multiple reminders before this game of why we are free to enjoy a Friday night like this. Those who have sacrificed so much so that we could be free here in this greatest country on earth.
Yeah, all the credit goes to those men and women that lined up on the goal line here, and the ones, the rest of the veterans in our community that have served for us. I think Coach Rakovich should get a lot of credit for what he does. This is this is his favorite night of the year. He sets this up with the donations. The freshmen are involved with it. All the kids are involved with it. They pass the bucket. Steve Gibbs, Judge Gibbs is involved. The planes are set up. I mean, this is just set up to be such an exciting night, but it all starts with the fact that Rako wants this to be a night that the veterans remember. That's his wish in all of this, and everybody else makes it happen.
And I know as well, too, a lot of times the seniors walk away with the jersey that they wore tonight. He wants them to take something away so much bigger and better than football away from this program. They are building young men of character, but also they want these young men to graduate from Chi High understanding what has been given for them, the groundwork, the foundation that has been laid in this community and so many others.
He does. And, you know, I'd like to think that all coaches do that this is more than just a game and more than just wins and losses, that it's about creating young men. I know with my son Justin coaching up at Moorhead, that's the only thing he cares about. He doesn't care about anything but, you know, what he's allowed to do with these young men in their lives and creating men that are contributing, good kids, honest kids. You know, football is just a side of it, but I tell you, when you do things right, and you do things right your entire life, oftentimes it comes out on the field because that's your work ethic that everyone gets to see. But they don't get to see it, you know, the entire week while you're doing it.
Now on the field, Chi High Menominee, the camouflage uniforms, jet black pants, matte black helmets with the CF insignia for Chi High. And the solid white numerals they will receive moving left to right as we begin here on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us on the radio and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Kick return just shy of the 30, and that's where Easton Sorensen and Co. will start. First and 10 as we welcome in the third member of our broadcast crew, Alan Dunham, and quite the atmosphere down on the field, Alan.
Oh, this is great. It's always a special night to honor the military, as you guys talked about, have the camo jerseys and the flyover, the whole thing. And football already is a great game, but then you combine it with a military appreciation, it's really special.
We've had our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Also, thank you to Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Northwestern Bank. First and 10, Chi High will start from their own 29-yard line. Double wing, double tight behind Easton Sorensen. Carry off the far side, and I believe that is Schultz nosing his way past the 35-yard line.
That's Gavin Schultz. His first. So, you know, you talk about the push up front, and that's what you like to see, a run right up the middle for 7 yards to start. If Chi High can continue that push, that comes from the linemen. These running backs are awesome. They keep their feet moving, but it's all going to start on that offensive line getting the push.
Gavin Schultz against Eau Claire Memorial. 7 carries for 163 and a touchdown. Second and 3. Schultz on the far side. Menominee quickly at the point of attack will stifle that one.
Well, and that's a perfect example. Menominee easily won that line of scrimmage right there and pushed him back. Nothing a running back can do when he's got four guys on him behind the line of scrimmage. So you're going to give that one probably no yards as it sits on the 36 still.
Coach Mitch Olson of Menominee, of course, a Chi High alum. I believe he was the Chippewa Herald Player of the Year back in 2008, if I remember correctly. Brandon Bird could correct me if I have that date wrong. But
that would not doubt me at all. I would not doubt that at all.
Third and 3. Give to Banky. Banky right up the middle, and Banky is bear hugged and sent back. He ran right into the arms of number 62, Ryan Stoff, 6'2", 277.
This will be an interesting call because he did get forward progress. It looks like Coach is going for it. It's a 4th and 1, so we already have a big play of the game. 38-yard line. He got 2 yards there, Banky did.
4th and 1 from their own 38. No hesitation. Easton Sorensen straight up the middle. He is going to have to try to back his way for this. And
oh, I think they got the spot.
I think he got the spot.
The back judge says he does. The front judge says he does.
Menominee all says he doesn't.
They might be a little bit biased. Who was that that ran the ball?
That was, I believe, Sorensen. On the keeper. Indeed.
So Sorensen is going to get credit for 1 yard. But it was a huge yard as the ball sits on the 39-yard line. Already a huge play.
How about the guts from Chi High? If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. They salute all the hardworking athletes, White City Glass. Staying in the double wing. Carry for Schultz, far side. Schultz picking his way past 3 defenders down the sideline. He's still And we'll take another look at that one on our WOGO Sports Instant Replay.
Yeah, he brings that one all the way down to the other 28-yard line, and that was all Talon Shields. To talk about the push of the offensive lineman. They got the push enough to give him a yard, and he took it the rest of the way. 4 broken tackles at least.
And how about the ballerina tiptoe down the sideline? Talon Shields, Chi High in business, 1st and 10. Give to Schultz once again, and that is Talon reversing field, jitterbucking between about 4 defenders. And Schultz cut down around the 25-yard line. Great Northern in Chippewa Falls has production warehouse and office positions available with work-life balance and opportunities to grow, competitive wages, 401k with match, profit sharing, and a health and fitness reimbursement. GreatNorthernCorp.com. That's GreatNorthernCorp.com. Just over 9 minutes as Chi High heads up to the line here.
And I think that was Talon Schultz's first carry of the game.
Hand off to Banky. Banky up the middle, and he's got some room. Makes a move. 10-5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Tyler Banky. It is 6-0 for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals.
Big 25-yard touchdown for the kid up the middle. Love to see that out of your fullback. Again, you got the offensive lineman creating that space, but once they get to the linebacker, those running backs just take off.
Of course, we need to see that one again. Love the B-back getting some love here in this Chi High offense. Now Gavin Schultz for the PAT. 8:59 to go. The kick
Comes up a little bit short. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. The Cards lead 6-0 on WOGO Sports.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Blue 24, set, hike.
Team Fiber zips forward with full speed signal strength no matter what the distance. No match for 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom. Oh, 5G misses the tackle with slow response time in peak hours and weak signals. Team Fiber races onto the 30, 20, 15. Satellite defense tries to keep up but can't with low speeds and weather interference. 24-7 fans cheer on with friendly local customer service as Fiber races on. Touchdown! Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
Chi High Football on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Cardinals lead 6-0 here on WOGO Sports. 8:59 on the clock.
So I'll tell you what, that was set up by not only a gutsy play, but a play that showed that the coach had confidence in his team on that 4th-and-1. You just got done getting stopped for 0 yards on the third down play. A lot of coaches would have thought about that. Coach Rako going for it. Give him a lot of credit on your own 40-yard line. That's what set up that touchdown.
Russell Severson, a big-time boot into the end zone, and Menominee will start 1st-and-10, trailing 6-0. Everyone loves saving money. Contact your local State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls for a personal price plan. Call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg at 723-9128, 723-9128, or contact Jeff at jefflagg.com. Cards picking up just where they left off, averaging 9.7 yards per carry through those first two games of the season, nearly 1,000 yards on the ground so far.
And yet this is the pride of our team right here, the defense. What they did was absolutely stifling at Memorial. Let's see if they can do that here. Again, Menominee is a big line of scrimmage team coming up there with all the guys at the line. We'll see what Chi can do to stop them.
That's number two, Munson coming down. He saw him from the safety spot, coming down to the linebacker spot. Blitzed off the edge right there and made the stop in the backfield.
That's more of the same back there. Now minus 3 yards. Huge play from Munson.
Oh,
saw
Munson
that out of him in basketball.
Yeah.
Holy cow, he's a good athlete.
Yeah, watch number two, Munson, and number zero, Ryan Zenner. They're going to be big on this defense.
Zenner had 18 tackles against Menominee last year at Williams Stadium, where Chi High won that one 36-6.
Keep in mind, through two games, we are averaging probably less than 2 yards on the ground for the other team.
High snap. Howard, I should mention, a quarterback. They've got a youngster, Sam Smith, starting at running back. Of course, DJ Butler, we wish him the absolute best. Such a talented young man, and he went down with injury very early on in the season. It's a 3rd-and-13 for Menominee as we approach 8 minutes to play. Sam Smith, 5'9", 165, just a sophomore. GFL Environmental offers local services to meet the needs of the Chippewa Valley, from residential curbside service, roll-off dumpsters, bulk pickups, and drop-off locations in Chippewa Falls, Thorpe, Medford, and Roberts. GFL has a service to meet all your needs. GFL Environmental. Howard on the fake, rolling out to his right, throwing right side, and he's got a man up near the first down. Good pitch and catch on that far side.
Well-designed play by Coach Olson. Not going to say it caught us sleeping. I think we knew they were going to pass there, but it was a little bit of trickery going on there.
Yeah, nice ball fake. The rollout to the right. There's a flood route. You got a deep route. There's double covered. And then Munson just a one step behind the tight end, releasing from the other side of the field.
And it's enough for a 13-yard game.
So Menominee on 3rd-and-13 got what they needed. 1st-and-10. From 31, Aaron Howard is a 6'2", 185-pound senior quarterback. That power arm. Hand off the right side. It's bounced out up to about the 35-yard line. Clock continues to roll and gives us time to salute Wynn Family Dentistry. Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chi High McDonald Athletics. Wynn Family Dentistry.
Go deep!
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Second and five, Menominee trailing 6-0. Pitch off the left guard, and my goodness, just planted was Smith.
And that's number zero, of course, Zenner.
Ryan Zenner just had a phenomenal sophomore season, led the state in tackles.
He's just such a hard hitter. That's an example right there. And it looks like maybe that was number two. That wasn't Zenner.
Well, that'd be Munson then.
Yeah, these numbers are hard to tell with the military camouflage on there. They're tricking us too.
So third down and two to go for Menominee. They converted on a third and 13. Single receiver slot to the right. Two men flanking Howard, senior quarterback. Barks out the signals. Gives it right up the middle and nowhere to go.
Well, now we're going to find out what Menominee does in the exact same position that the Cardinals were. They got a fourth and two on their own 40, and it looks like there's no question they're going to try and give it back to the Cardinals.
Number 24, Bodie Custer from the defensive end position making that stop.
We'll take another look at it right now in our WOGO Sports instant replay. Bodie doing work on the interior.
So they got about 1.5 yards to go here. This is why I say this game is won and lost on the trenches. This play, Cardinals fourth down play.
Fourth and two.
Trying to get the jump offside.
Howard, the KG senior, he will give it himself right up the middle and chai high.
Nope, they got the push.
They stuffed it, but
Menominee got the late push, and they got it. Both refs are saying they got it.
And again, credit to the men in the trenches on both sides. Chai High went for it, guys. Fourth and one from their own 38. Menominee, similar situation from their own 39. Give them credit. Getting it done.
Yep, they got a 3-yard push there. And again, the confidence in their team to go for it. Not a surprise coming from Mitch Olson.
Gibson's Water Care. More in a moment from Gibson's. You can have a conversation with them about getting the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Howard back to pass again.
He's wide open.
Float out right side, and he's got a man sliding to a knee right at midfield. As the clock continues to traverse down to 5 minutes, pretty sharp-looking drive. Menominee scored 21 points in each of their first two contests.
There's a really nice route by the wide receiver, faking like he's doing a fly pattern, got the cornerback to turn his hips, and then he broke it off, and he was open. Nice completion from Menominee.
Bring up a second and two. Again, Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com.
Boy, this is one of those games you're going to have a hard time getting all the commercials. Each team's going to have one drive per quarter.
Second and two, Menominee right from midfield. Smith trying to bounce it outside. He's met, I believe, by Munson first, and then a host of those camo jerseys. Clock will stop at 4:17 as they will take a look here, and that will move the chains. And Menominee again, just slowly but surely moving down the field.
Seven-play drive, and they're just past the 50-yard line. Both teams going to be very content just pounding this rock on the ground and getting a pass every once in a while.
Menominee brings it to the Chai High 48, first and 10, trailing 6-0. Aaron Howard, the senior signal caller. Give up the middle, and Chai High once again snuffing it out at the point of attack. Minimal gain. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health is serving the routine and emergency healthcare needs of Chippewa Falls with a passion for excellence and compassion for people. Aspirus Health.
Ball still sitting on the 48. Technically, that was about a 1 foot loss.
Just the second drive of this opening quarter. Both teams have converted on fourth and short. Chai High with the early score from Tyler Banky, the senior. Howard back to pass. Immediate heavy pressure. He dives away from it, throws over the middle. Got a man at the 40-yard line. That's a good pitch and catch from Menominee. Looks like the ball may have come out, but I believe
it would have been forward progress anyway, but that's a good 8 yards to the 40-yard line. And that, I tell you, that receiver, big, tall kid, good possession receiver, that number, I think it's 87.
And that's Liam Asher, who leads them in reception, 6'2", 190, the senior. He's been prolific so far. Independent living, assisted living, rehab. Live each day to the fullest with Chippewa Manor. Chippewa Manor is a 5-star rated facility with over 6 decades of experience and care that is always personalized for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. Again, independent living, assisted living, and rehab all in one place. Chippewa Manor getting the call right up the middle. Fullback inside the 35-yard line. Clock will stop momentarily to move the chains. Again, Coach Olson, they are 0-2. Chi-High, of course, 2-0. But there's some quiet confidence about what Mitch Olson had coming into this game. They know the rivalry.
Well, this is the Menominee game. It does not matter which team is ranked, which team is favored. This is going to be a close, hard-fought game no matter what.
Power from the power eye gives to Smith. Flags fly. Smith is bulldozed right at the line of scrimmage, and we will check the infraction here.
Let's hope that's a hold.
Build your dream home with Ashley Construction, the design build professionals. Custom home gallery at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. It is indeed a hold on Menominee, and that will back them up.
Hey, Dave, I don't know if you have a chance, but if you have a separate notation here for 20-plus yard plays, which are kind of the, you know, the category of big plays, and obviously for Chi-High, the nice thing is you can hand the ball off every play, and you could have a big play, you know, at any time with the running backs that we have.
Yeah, 20-yard-plus plays, we've already got two of them with Gavin Schiltz and Tyler Benke, so. Menominee so far, biggest play, 13-yard game.
Backed up to a first and 20 from the 44. In Chi-High territory. Howard with two backs flanking him in the backfield. Single receiver out to the right. Straight drop. Goes right side. Got a man out in the flat. Inside the 35-yard line. Inside the 30 and close to a first down. Chucked out of bounds near the marker. Menominee clipping right along with their passing game here tonight.
Well, this is what I was concerned about with Eau Claire Memorial, because I thought they would come out as a passing team. He looks, yeah, he stepped out of the 30.
So second and six.
But that's still going to be a gain of 14.
On second and 20 becomes, excuse me, on first and 20 becomes second and six.
And the quarterback is 4 for 4.
Howard's been sharp. He'll give the pitch left side. There's another hold and a great ankle tackle far side. That was Gavin Schiltz.
Yeah, Schiltz with a great one-on-one tackle on the outside. But again, hold's going to bring it back. Again, the concern is, you know, if Menominee is forced into a passing situation and they're doing so well passing tonight, that might not be good for the Cardinals. We thought we struggled a little bit on that the first game, and like I said, I was worried about Memorial, but they didn't do much to us passing. Menominee is ripping us up so far.
Well, the one thing about the Memorial game is we had a lot of pressure. I don't think the quarterback felt comfortable much of the game. And this time, Menominee has a better offensive line. They seem to be, you know, keeping the pass rush down. And That last big play they had, I'm not sure. They had a running back that came out that caught the pass, and we just didn't have an answer for it.
You are exactly right. That was our problem against D.C. Everest, is we didn't get any pressure on the quarterback, and he was allowed to just go wherever he wanted.
Menominee back to the line, second and 16 from the 40 of Chippewa Falls, trailing 6-0, just over a minute to go here in the opening quarter. Howard under pressure.
There's that pressure.
Aaron Howard hits the deck.
And that is number, is that 69 or 59?
65.
I think we know who that is. That's McInerney.
Let's take another look at it here on our WOGO Sports instant replay as Brennick McInerney, the big fella inside. The pressure forces Howard up.
And he had a huge play last week, too, and that brings up another seven-yard loss.
Half a minute to play here in the opening quarter.
That was huge, too, because 87 was streaking wide open on the left sideline.
Third and 23. Howard.
They tried the.
The ball is
we got
loose.
It.
It's loose, and Chi-High says they have it. A fumble on the handoff, and the Cards take possession.
That's what they were looking for right there. We sustain drives. They don't.
52, Landon Barrier with the recovery.
But again, they tried a little trickery on the running game there. I don't know what they were going to do if they would have got that counter off. Probably would have been some sort of a counter pass. I doubt they were just going to run the crisscross there on third and 30.
How about Landon Barrier? You're seeing him right now on the sidelines.
Did you get that recovery?
Those interior defenders.
You got the sack. Nice job.
Doing a great job for Chi-High, stymieing what looked to be a fairly promising drive.
Cardinals are starting from the 48, our 48.
First and 10 with 19 seconds to go. Could be the final play of the quarter.
flags we will might fly. Have a hold. And
good run, though, but that's going to come back.
We're going to need a sponsorship from a laundromat here.
I will work on that.
Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA.
Don't we have something like a Jake's Porta Potty holding tank of the game?
We could figure that out.
It's already been, I think, three or four holding calls in the game.
And that should take us down to the end of quarter number one. So we will take a break. Entertaining first quarter on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. After one complete, it's Chi High 6, Menominee nothing. We are back in 60 seconds, back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. That's Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. We are through one quarter complete here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and the WOGO radio dials at 103.1 FM AM 680, live audio streaming at WOGO.com. Thank you so much to Carter Jager and Micah Bailey, our video operators tonight. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined by Dave Check and Alan Dunham, roaming the sidelines. Chi High leading 6-0 over rival Menominee after one. Linings of Eau Claire is your local dealer for Boss Plows, Spartan Mowers, and UTVs. Visit their website today at liningsofeauclaire.com. That's liningsofeauclaire.com. Cards will be facing a 1st and 20. From their own 42-yard line. Now moving right to left as the sun's starting to set here at beautiful Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Two tight ends, two wing backs, and a fullback. Schiltz will get the call far side. And Schiltz, through the first layer of defense, Gavin Schiltz, he'll get the first down. And a little bit more to spare as well.
What an effort there, because 63 was right there in the hole. And just a Houdini move by Gavin Schiltz to escape him and pick up yardage on that, because he was dead to rights.
You're exactly right. Those running backs can do a lot when it comes to shaking and missed tackles. They're just so quick and powerful. It's a 14-yard gain there for Gavin Schiltz as the ball sits at the 44-yard line.
2nd and 6 from the 44. Enzo Isham is out there now. Give right up the middle. Is that Deegan McGinnis? Deegan McGinnis pounding through the defense once again. Into the secondary.
Is that, or is that Benke? It looked like 37.
37.
37, excuse me. Benke with a fantastic carry.
Benke might have broke that one for 20. Where is that sitting? At the 21? He did. Another 23-yard game for Benke.
Now the Cards knocking on the territorial door of the red zone. Flip right side. Schiltz looking to turn the corner, bounces past one defender, couldn't get by the second, and knocked down at the 20.
Menominee's making the mistake of thinking that they can just throw these Schiltz boys around, tackling them high, and they're finding that they're a lot more powerful than they look. They pack a pretty big punch for their size.
Well, River Country Co-op encourages you to save 3 cents per gallon of gas every day and 5 cents on Tuesdays, while also supporting our athletes at the Spirit Pumps. Just download the River Country Co-op app and give back. That's River Country Co-op. Cards second and nine after the gain of one.
Oh, that fullback is just killing him.
Pounding it outside to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Benke again with
once again
20-yard touchdown. You want to keep track of those? We're going to keep track of them. We already got four of them and two touchdowns.
And that's an assist to the Schultz because you have to protect the edge so hard. They run this trap play. They pull one guard through the hole, and Benke, and it's just wide open right now because you've got to respect the outside so much.
You know, you mentioned that, and this game has never won on those big plays. This game has always won on sustained drives, winning in the trenches. But holy cow, the Cardinals have ripped off some big ones.
Now going for two, big gap, right side into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good.
And that's Zenner.
How about Zenner getting the call, just like his big brother playing fullback?
A wildcat going on almost.
We will be back in 60 seconds. Chi High football on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls.
Hard water is one of the most common water problems. Symptoms include dry skin and hair, stains on fixtures, dishes, clothes, and skin, frequent plumbing problems, and stiff clothing. If this sounds familiar, contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. They will customize the right water treatment system for you. Locally owned, American-made products, and no long-term contracts. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more information.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Chippewa Falls football on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Your Chi High Cardinals leading Menominee 14-0 thanks to not one but two Tyler Benke touchdowns. The B-back, the fullback, doing work here on Veterans Night. Deep kick fielded at the 5-yard line. Menominee at least looking to go reverse here. And there's a big crease down the far side, 25-30, and an ankle tackle on the far side prevents what could have been an even bigger kick return.
Is that number 23, it looks like? 23 with a great solo tackle there.
Well, credit that time, Carson Ramis, 6 foot, 155-pound junior.
So the Cardinals with a chance of putting together what I would call a perfect half. You give Menominee only two drives timing-wise. We get three drives in the half. So far, we're averaging 12.9 on the ground per carry. Menominee's averaging 1.2. So far, exactly what you want to see as the ball sits on the 33-yard line. Good position for Menominee. See what the Cards can do again.
Cards running a man on a little bit late here. Aaron Howard and co. had a promising first drive, but a fumble ended it. Give right up the middle.
Wonder at what point Menominee is just going to decide, hey, we can pass on this team, but we can't run. I know they don't want to do that. You always want to establish the run, but they've been killing us in the past, and they've done nothing in the run. Maybe a half a yard on that play. I'll give them a yard, but...
Scoreboard's still going to call it second and 10, but probably just a long nine here. Direct snap to Howard, and Howard is going to take it himself off the far side, and he maybe got a couple, but not much more than that.
Ball get to the 35, so between the two of them, I'll give him another one. It was 2 yards between the two plays anyway.
It'll be interesting to see if they can pass when it's a pass expectation versus in the normal flow of the offense, the passing game's been open. But in times where they've had to pass on, you know, long yardage situations, we've been able to get some pressure and disrupt the pass game.
So that's on Coach Berger, too. Let's see if he sends some pressure here.
Third and eight for Menominee, trailing Chi High 14-0.
He does.
He's showing some pressure right up the middle. Zenner picked up for a moment. Now Howard flushed out to his right. Chi High in hot pursuit. Howard throws up the middle. Dangerous pass, and he's got a man cutting across the hash marks. Beautiful catch right at the 47-yard line.
That's 87 again.
My goodness.
He has just been prolific. Liam Asher, favorite target.
They're going to give him the 48, another 13-yard line. So, again, good pressure by the Cardinals, but unfortunately he got outside the pocket. Gets a 13-yard gain out of that with his scrambling, and he's now 5 for 5.
Well, Great Northern and Chippewa Falls has production, warehouse, and office positions available with work-life balance and opportunities to grow, competitive wages, 401k with match, profit sharing, and a health and fitness reimbursement. GreatNorthernCorp.com. That's GreatNorthernCorp.com. Beautiful sunset here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Howard again calling his own number right up the middle, and once again hit right at the point of attack. He maybe got a yard, but not going to be much more than that. Second and 9, we'll call it. Independent living, assisted living, rehab. Live each day to the fullest with Chippewa Manor. Chippewa Manor is a 5-star rated facility with over 6 decades of experience and care that is always personalized for you. Learn more at ChippewaManor.com. That's ChippewaManor.com. Second and 9. Menominee, their side of the 50 at the 49-yard line. Single receivers left and right. Chaiha bringing pressure right up the middle. There's nowhere for Howard to go, and he's ripped down, roped down, and sacked.
That's number 14, I think. Let me just
Deegan
make sure
McGinnis.
The second number. It is 14. McGinnis with a huge sack.
I miscredited Deegan McGinnis for Tyler Banky's run, but that time
minus 9 yards on the sack.
Yeah, he just came off the edge unblocked, which is a dream for a defensive end on a pass play.
So we take another look at it here in our WGU Sports Instant Replay.
Menominee's already had 20 plays with no success doing anything but passing and perfect success passing.
Now 3rd and 17. Howard back to pass. It's a clean pocket. He's going to rainbow deep down the middle of the field. Dangerous pass.
You know, you can only do so much with your 6'6 height receiver when he throws it up for grabs against Munson, and you know what he can do in basketball for leaping. Absolutely a beautiful pick.
Well, he just played it perfectly from the safety position, dropping back and only playing the ball, high-pointed it at the perfect time and brought it in.
So Chai High has forced 2 turnovers on the first 2 drives. For Menominee, and they lead 14-0 with 6:27 to go here in the first half.
Early on, Munson making it interesting with Banky as far as struggling to get that player of the game, which none of them care about, but we have to call it. Banky having one heck of a game, but Munson on defense. Doing a really good job
on the field here. We will keep it here on WOGO Sports to let you know that ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. That's ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. Also, our coverage tonight is brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallion anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Veterans Night, always a great scene to see the Miracle Minute. Usually the freshman team hands out the buckets. We try to raise money for the Hands Foundation. Of course, you can give online if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook.
So here we are, the Cardinals at the 30-yard line, 6 minutes. Again, perfect timing. Have a nice long drive and finish this half.
Here's the give to Schiltz. There's flags flying as Talon Schiltz up to the 40-yard line.
I think that might be hold number 4 or 5.
The holds have been rather prolific on both sides, much more than either coach would be comfortable with. Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. The Cards will come back to the line, leading 14-0 with a 1st and 20. 2 wingbacks, 2 fullbacks. Easton Sorensen going to keep it himself, and now he's just going to have to tuck it
And discretion being the better part of valor, goes down. Don't want to take an unnecessary hit there.
Yeah, he fumbled the snap and then just tried to make it, as you know, instead of trying to hand it off when the timing's off, which is probably wise, just make sure you don't fumble the ball and just get down.
It's going to be a loss of six on that play. Now let's see what the Cardinals can do. Obviously take down as much clock as they can, because they don't want to give the ball back to Menominee with any time left if they can help it. But
Northwest
start running here.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Cards give to Banky, and Banky bashes his way past the 25-yard line.
11-yard run for Banky, and he's been the most successful running today, so not a bad play. Keep the clock running.
Some of that penalty yardage back. Third and 15. Sorensen trots back to the huddle.
Banky with five carries for 81 yards so far.
It's probably his turn. The Schiltz brothers have each gone for 150-plus in the first 2 weeks, and there's another flag flying.
You know, and I just figured it out for you, too, because you said Northwestern Bank. That's one of your advertisers. You need to talk to them. Northwestern Bank, we hold your money safe for you.
There you go. There you go. We probably could have something for every single penalty, right?
I think we could get that.
Ball never got snapped in that play. Now it looks like they're going to the spread formation.
Well, let's see what they can dial up here on a third and 20 from the 20-yard line.
Clock now moving under 5 minutes to play.
We do have a very impressive quarterback. I'd like to see him get in positions where he's forced to pass and can do good here.
Easton Sorensen, the sophomore, rifles over the middle, and it's dropped at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, a little bit tipped. Schiltz might have had a little problem. Oh, that's number four, sorry.
That was Stevang.
Stevang. I think the defender got his hand in there just a little bit there. He still probably should have caught it, but that would have left us with fourth and 10 anyway.
So with 4:38 on the clock, Chi High will punt it back to Menominee. Punting for the first time tonight. Gavin Schiltz handles those duties. Did fake one last week at Memorial. Got that on tape.
That's a boot. They got number 87 going back, and not far enough. That's going to roll
what
all the way down.
High, high roll.
Almost to the 20.
Liam Asher wisely stayed away from it. Clock will stop at 4:25. And great special teams work there by Schiltz. It's constant action at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire with an arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. Don't forget that massive expansion. A lot of new attractions.
You know,
getting your way.
As I said, the first two games, we were pretty clean penalty-wise. And I kind of thought, hey, this is going to be a season where penalties aren't really going to be an issue for us, but they kind of bite us that drive. Too many penalties to overcome.
You know, if you're a parent of the punter, that is what you come to watch, is a 65-yard punt.
Colin
huge change in field position.
First and 10 from their own 22 for Aaron Howard and co. Howard barks out the signals. He's going to wheel and roll out to his right, trying to set up a screen. He's got a man at the 20-yard line, 25, straight up the middle. Big collision at the 30. Pile driving forward should be enough for a first down. For Menominee, clock will pause at 4:15.
12 yards on the game. That should be out to about the 33. Give him the 34, even.
Aiden White should be credited for the tackle there.
Menominee not showing any signs of slowing down on anything other than that up-for-grabs interception.
First and 10 from their own 34 for Menominee. They've had two turnovers that have stopped their two drives. Howard will tuck it and run, gets by one defender, then takes a big hit across the 35-yard line up to the 36, maybe the 37. As the clock continues its descent here in half number one. Sometimes life throws unexpected twists and turns our way. When emergencies happen, you need expert care that you can count on. That's why the emergency team at Aspirus Health is here 24/7, ready to provide the care you need when it matters most. Aspirus Health. Second and 7 for Menominee. from their own 37-yard line. Howard keeps it himself, left side, option look. He's going to continue to keep it, and he will be met at about the 38-yard line. That 6'2" frame, he falls forward to the 40. Still going to be third and about five.
Drew Musser, number 22, with a nice contain and tackle.
Gap soundness. Be disciplined. That's what both coaches are looking for from their defense tonight. Everyone loves saving money. Contact your local State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls for a personal price plan. Call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg at 723-9128 or contact Jeff at jefflagg.com. That's Jeff at jefflagg.com. Third and four, Menominee from the Chi High 40. Back to passes, Howard. Clean pocket, throws over the middle, and it's tipped and incomplete. He was looking for his big target once again, 87, Liam Asher.
Did you see who got that tip on that one?
That was center. That was a great job by the middle linebacker, dropping back into coverage, leaping, because otherwise that was a first down play. Great job by center.
Yeah, he looked open. It was a good ball. Quarterback 6-for-8 right now, already has 69 yards passing.
2:20 on the clock as the lights have come on here at Duray Field on Veterans Night.
Another big fourth down play. This could end the game for Menominee going for it here. And they tried to get him to jump, and they did.
Fourth and four, and somebody flinched. Howard again, the senior. He's played a lot of ball for Menominee.
Okay, now I'll do the embarrassing thing.
And that hard count. So that's a first down on fourth and four. Menominee converts, and they will keep the drive going. And with the Mustangs getting the ball to open the second half, a score here absolutely changes the complexion of this game.
Well, that's why that play was so big right there on fourth down. That could have ended the game for Menominee. I don't know if they would have went for it or not. But
Howard back to pass. Right through the middle, almost picked off.
That was right through the hands. Who was that out there? He's laying down. He's injured. But that's who broke that pass up.
We've got an injured player on the field, so we will step out briefly. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on WOGO Sports. This is Chippewa Falls Cardinals football.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Injured player for Chi High is able to walk off.
That was another great drop by a linebacker getting to the passing lane by Brigham Garrett's there on that deflection.
So second and 10, Menominee with 2:15 to play, 45-yard line, their side of midfield. Howard sends a man in motion. Jet sweep and ripped down in the backfield, nowhere to go. That was Aiden White again. It was indeed the senior DB.
I believe it was Isaiah Hermans, number 9.
Oh, Hermans, excuse me. These camo jerseys, I think we can defend the fact that it's a little hard to read the numbers with camouflage jerseys.
At least we're not in Superior dealing with the fog and the camo.
Third and 11.
So another loss of 2-yard play. Menominee right now with 17 carries for 10 yards on the ground.
Just follow 87 on this play.
Yeah, they're giving him way too much space for four down territory. They might just toss it to him right away.
Two receivers left, floated out to that left side. Circle rooting across the 50-yard line, taken down by three Chi High defenders into Cardinal territory at the 48. That'll be short of a first down, but it'll make fourth down much more manageable for Coach Mitch Olson's squad. Leadership, community, dedication, teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office in Chippewa Falls making you part of the team. And great to have Mary Check with you tonight for a while here. Dave, helping lead the team out on the bikes.
Well, we got J.D. Check right next to us. Yeah. He also works at the office, and he's in our commercials with the hair, of course. And he coaches freshman football here.
Another fourth down, fourth and three. Menominee got Chiha to jump on a hard count last time.
That's what they're trying to get him to do here again. Now I think they might call a timeout.
They will indeed. So we will step out. We'll take just a 30-second break here on WOGO Sports. Back in half a minute on WOGO.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it. And by then,
oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgala. 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com.
Chippewa Falls football on Veterans Night. Caleb Swenson along with Dave Check and Alan Dunham, our intrepid video operators here at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Mr. Micah Bailey, Mr. Carter Jagger. 37 seconds, 37.2 officially on the clock. Chiha leading 14-0. Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. That's petersonvolker.com. Menominee with possession, moving left to right. They're on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Trips receivers right, single receiver to the left. Howard calls for the ball. He has a clean pocket, goes right side, and it's almost intercepted, and that would have been six going the other way.
Yeah, Ian Kessner read that beautifully and broke in front of the ball, but just wasn't able to catch it.
Was that Kessner that also broke up that last pass that wound up getting hurt for a bit?
No, that was Garrett's that dropped back into coverage and defended the previous knockdown.
Oh, another big, tall, lanky kid back there. They really stand out when they're 10 yards back behind the line of scrimmage.
My goodness, just absolutely drawing a bead on that ball and running like a hawk. And now Chiha.
You know, it's funny because we look at that play as being disappointed because he could have taken it to the house. But huge play on fourth down, and the Cardinals get it at the 48-yard line.
Now Sorensen will get an opportunity. He's going to air it out, going right side, and that one is picked. 40, 45, 50-yard line, down the sideline, 45, 40. Maybe at the 41-yard line is where they'll stop it. And now Menominee will have a chance perhaps for a play or two and a heave.
Well, Dave, you talked about wanting to see the quarterback get in passing situations, and that's one where he just predetermined he was going to throw it into triple coverage, and bad things usually happen when you do that.
Yeah, you know, the kid's got a heck of an arm, and he's going to learn, but he's a sophomore. We need to get him those plays so that he's comfortable by the end of the year.
23.7 seconds remaining here before halftime. River Country Co-op reminds you to support Chiha Athletics by fueling up at the Cenex Spirit Pumps. A percentage of every sale goes towards the athletic programs in our local schools. You can stop by any of the River Country Co-op 15 Cenex locations to support your local community. RiverCountryCoop.com. That's River Country Co-op.
But also give credit to the Menominee player there. He did a great job breaking on that ball and cutting right in front of him.
First and 10. From the Chiha 42-yard line, just under 24 seconds to play. Man in motion for Howard. Howard
That's
back to pass. He's ducking up, flags flying all over the place. He's going to roll out to his right and will wisely just keep it. But I don't know. He was taken down heavily out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that almost could have drawn a flag.
Number 52 out there as the center.
Garrett was
held, and then he still almost got the sack running all the way out to the sideline.
That's the speed. There will be 14 seconds left on the clock as we will replay first and 10 as first and 20.
Kind of end up being a sloppy second quarter, but for Menominee, they're just not getting any big plays. And the longer you have the ball, the more apt you are to make a mistake. Whereas Chiha, you know, those first couple series, they had so many big plays, they didn't need to handle that ball that often, and they were getting into the end zone.
Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, so Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. Howard, back to pass on first and 20. He's going to float it high, dangerous pass, and that could be offensive PI.
They didn't call it.
Instead, it's pulled in on the far side. My goodness, I thought the DB was yanked down. They may say he just fell unaided.
Looked like they got their feet tangled up. They both were falling down. Just that 87 has such good length, he was able to catch it going down to his back.
Yeah, once again, Liam Asher making a huge play. And now 7.3 seconds. And they're going to reset it to 8.5.
And there's your 30-yard play right there. Menominee's first.
And with Howard's arm, certainly no issue trying to get one into the end zone here. And I think we will have a timeout. So we will step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports. Back in half a minute. This is Chi High Football.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Latter stages of the second quarter here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, your home for Chi High and McDonnell Athletics.
So I know we don't have this. Coach Berger probably doesn't have this in his defense, but just like basketball, when you've got a player that's destroying you and you go box and one, I don't care what else we do on defense. I want someone man-to-man on 87. There's got to be some double coverage on him.
8.5 seconds to play. Howard back to pass once again. Rifles it. Got a man on his knees. Incomplete, which actually bodes well for Menominee because that will give them 3.5 seconds left to work with to try to throw one into the end zone. Seeing some gorgeous heat lightning south of the field, but nothing from what we're hearing from our intrepid sideline reporter, Alan Dunham, and his in-ear conversations with Athletic Director Mike Thompson. Nothing that's even showing up on the radar, so nothing to worry about.
That time they ran 87, ran the defense off, and then ran a route underneath him, which oftentimes what you do when you're trying to guard one specific player, sometimes use him as a decoy.
Yeah, and that's fine, but I don't see them getting to the end zone without throwing this up to 87.
Final play, presumably, of the first half. Single receiver to the left. Howard with two men flanking him in the backfield. From the 22-yard line, 3.5 on the clock, maybe trying to draw Chi High off. Now Howard will walk it up and call timeout. So we will step out and be back in 30 seconds, back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. After the game, we'll have our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls, the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game, and the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bonanza Realtors. But that's after the game. We're almost at halftime here, and a critical final play, perhaps, of this second quarter. 3.5 seconds left. Howard from Menominee calls for the ball. Pocket collapsing. He's going to step up. Flushed out to his right. Now he's still looking downfield. Going to fire to the end zone. Jump
no.
ball. Menominee goes up and gets it. Touchdown, Mustangs. Oh, my goodness. A broken play and an absolutely phenomenal play by Menominee, and they are right back in this one.
Pass complete, number 15.
That was number 15 for Menominee. Bruce Barron, 6'2", 185, the senior. And just like that, it's a one-score game.
You know, and looking at that, I'm not even sure that that ball wasn't intended to go to 87. He was clearly looking for him the entire time across the back of the end zone, and that might have actually just been thrown a little short. The other receiver was coming the other direction.
Now Connor McCullough to handle the PAT, trying to cut this lead firmly in half And Menominee will take the second half kickoff. Bad snap, and the kick is still good. It is 14-7. It is halftime. A lot to talk about at the break. We'll step out, be back after this on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. We're back in moments.
Championship-level athletes hold themselves to the highest standards. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they're committed to the highest standard of orthopedic, brain, and spine care in West Wisconsin. From joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine stands ready to serve you with locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, online at cvosm.com.
Is your business ready to expand or upgrade? Royal Credit Union can help your business finance what's next with competitive loan rates and local decisions. We work with businesses big and small to finance business equipment, commercial property, startups and expansions, and more. Take your business further with Royal's great rates on business loans. Get started at rcu.org/bizloan. Loans subject to credit approval.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design build professionals.
Hello, Chippewa Falls. We're getting close. Close to opening. Close to you. The Aspirus Health Hospital, Emergency Department, and Clinic in Chippewa Falls is about to open. And we are now scheduling appointments where you'll be seen by trusted providers with deeply caring hearts. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
When you're dealing with one of life's biggest financial decisions, you deserve a trusted expert, not just an agent. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I've lived here my whole life and served this community as a realtor for over 26 years. I'd be honored to help with your next home sale or purchase. Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors are names you know, names you trust, right here in our community. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew. Alan just letting us know that per Brandon Berg of the Chippewa Herald, plays in the first half, Menominee ran 33, Chi High ran 15. It is 14-7 at the break. Chippewa Falls leading Menominee, but a chance to go up two scores, perhaps more. Late interception, Menominee, a phenomenal play to end the half, knock through the extra point, and suddenly your 14-0 lead is cut in half. Dave, and Menominee getting the ball with a ton of momentum going into that third quarter.
Yeah, it's tough because Chaya had everything going for him, and now it's a one-score game, and the Cardinals are going to have to come out and have another fantastic second half. But, you know, we knew going into this game, all of these games wind up being tough, hard-fought games. It would have been more of a surprise if it would have been the opposite and Chai would have kept doing what they were doing.
So we'll take a look at the stats whenever you are ready for that, too. But when you look at this first half, Chi High, again, came out running the ball very, very effectively. But possessions have been at a minimum, and so turnovers certainly glaring in the first half. Yes, the late interception for Chippewa Falls, but also Menominee has not really been stopped effectively offensively here tonight, other than the fumble and the interception that they threw, and a turnover, not strewn first half, but certainly turnovers have been impactful when possessions are so minimal.
Yeah, I agree. They've had sustained drives, but like Alan Dunham said, if you have sustained drives with 4 yards of carry and you got to run 15, 16 plays, the odds of you having a turnover in that, you know, go up dramatically. And that's kind of what Chi High's taking advantage of is, you know, yes, Menominee's had the ball almost the entire time, but Chi High has come up with such big plays that it hasn't made a difference. I think the turnover battle is relatively even. We have one turnover, I think, passing interception, but Menominee has, I think, one interception and one fumble.
Again, we'll take a quick break here and then be back with the stat story of the first half. But on the scoreboard, it is 14-7 Chi High with the lead and some work to do. It's always a great rivalry here, one of the oldest rivalries in the state, and that's what we are being treated to tonight here between Chi High and Menominee on Veterans Night. A beautiful night for football in Chippewa Falls. We'll be back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Chi High football tonight here at home against Menominee. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check with you here on WOGO Sports. And time for our Check Law Office check of the stats. What's the story of those stat lines telling you here?
Well, I think you heard it all night regarding Menominee doing nothing on the ground. They had 17 carries for 10 yards, 0.59 per carry. So, again, almost exactly the same as Menominee last week, less than a yard per carry. But the passing game lighting it up, nine completions on 14 attempts, 130 yards, one touchdown through the air, but also one interception. For the Cardinals, nothing going on passing, 0 for 2 with one interception at this point in time, but the running game really consisted of Gavin Schultz and Tyler Behnke having a huge night. First, we'll start with Tyler Behnke. He led the Cardinals on 81 yards, two touchdowns, a couple of really big plays, a 25-yard run, a 23-yard run, and a 20-yard run, two of those being touchdowns. Gavin Schultz had the remaining 55 yards for the Cardinals on five carries. We had a couple of carries by Sorensen. With that sack, he wound up being negative. Talon Schultz only one carry for 3 yards. But as a team, the Cardinals once again rushing the ball, 13 carries for 134 yards, and again averaging over 10 yards a carry for three straight games.
And they came in averaging 9.7 yards per carry, and through those first couple of drives, I think you said it was 12.9 yards per carry. It was just a not ground and pound, but just a thunder and lightning, really, in the first half for Chi High. We'll take a listen now to some of our halftime statistics, or excuse me, halftime big plays here on WOGO Sports. I think we're having maybe a few internet issues, so we will try and get that sorted out very shortly here on WOGO. Double wing. Carry for Schultz, far side. Schultz picking his way past three defenders down the sideline. He's still up and still going inside the 30-yard line. How about Talon Schultz? And we'll take another look at that one on our WOGO Sports Instant Replay.
Yeah, he brings that one all the way down to the other 28-yard line, and that was all Talon Schultz. To talk about the push of the offensive linemen. They got the push enough to give him a yard, and he took it the rest of the way. Four broken tackles at least.
And how about the ballerina tiptoe down the sideline?
Talon Schultz, first carry of the game.
Hand off to Banky. Banky up the middle, and he's got some room. Makes a move. 10-5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Tyler Banky. It is 6-0 for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals.
Big 25-yard touchdown for the kid up the middle. Love to see that out of your fullback. Again, you got the offensive linemen creating that space, but once they get to the linebacker, those running backs just take off.
Of course, we need to see that one again.
Versus we didn't get any pressure on the quarterback, and he was allowed to just go wherever he wanted.
Menominee back to the line, second and 16 from the 40 of Chippewa Falls, trailing 6-0, just over a minute to go here in the opening quarter. Howard under pressure.
There's that pressure.
Aaron Howard hits the deck.
And that is number, is that 69 or 59?
65.
I think we know who that is. That's McInerney.
Let's on. Third and 23. Howard.
They tried the.
The ball is
we
loose.
Got it.
It's loose, and Chi High says they have it. A fumble on the handoff, and the Cards take possession.
That's what they were looking for right there. We sustain drives. They don't.
52, Landon Barrier with recovery.
Line.
Second and 6 from the 44. Enzo Isham is out there now. Here right up the middle. Is that Deegan McGinnis? Deegan McGinnis pounding through the defense once again into the secondary.
Is that or is that Banky? It looked like 37.
37.
37, excuse me. Banky with a fantastic. Second and 9. Menominee, their side of the 50 at the 49-yard line. Single receivers left and right. Chai High bringing pressure right up the middle. There's
now
nowhere for
it.
Howard.
That's number 14, I think. Let me just
Deegan
make sure
McGinnis.
The second number. It is 14. McGinnis with a huge sack.
I miscredited Deegan McGinnis for Tyler Banky's run, but that time
minus
credit him with the
9
sack.
Yards on the sack. Had 20 plays with no success doing anything but passing and perfect success passing.
Now third and 17. Howard back to pass. It's a clean pocket. He's going to rainbow deep down the middle of the field. Dangerous pass, and Munson picks it off. Munson goes high, pulls it down.
You know, you can only do so much with your 6'6 height receiver when he throws it up for grabs against Munson, and you know what he can do in basketball for leaping. Absolutely a beautiful pick.
Well, he just played it perfectly from the safety position, dropping back and only playing the ball. High-pointed it at the perfect time and brought it in.
Preview of your 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. The Fiber Fast Plays of the Half brought to you by 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit wwt.net. That's wwt.net. We're For those wondering, getting the live stream back up and running, unfortunately, a proliferation of internet issues the last two nights that we've been dealing with. But we'll get that up and running, Lord willing, before the action resumes. Maybe a continuation of our choice and forward keys to the game, keys for the second half here. Is this is a little bit unfamiliar territory, especially from last week to this week, Dave, with Chi High having some work to do back on their heels a little bit here as they are up 14-7, but Chi High on defense to start the second half.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange. I mean, obviously, you look at the key to the game and why Chi High is ahead being the domination at the line of scrimmage, and you see that with Menominee averaging less than 1 yard per carry and Chi High averaging more than 10 yards per carry. I look for the Cardinals. I don't know that we're necessarily even going to see a pass in the second half. It's kind of disappointing, but Menominee is a team that you just have to put away, and our running game is absolutely going to put them away. On the other hand, Coach Berger's defense is going to have to find a way to defend the pass, and it's not going to come down to just, getting a pick and hoping we stop a big drive like that. They're going to have to start putting more pressure on the quarterback, not letting him get outside the pocket and have 7 or 8 seconds to find that big number 87. Like I said, we don't have a box in one like we do in basketball, but put Munson one-on-one on 87 and you shut down half their defense. I don't care if you run a 4-3-3 after that, and you just shut number 87 down with Munson. We know what he can do one-on-one in basketball. I bet he could do the same here.
We will take a quick break and be back with the third quarter back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Fall fun is taking over Metropolis Resort. Metropolis is back, bringing festive fun for the whole family all season long. Make a weekend of it with a stay at Metropolis Resort, then splash the day away at Chaos Water Park, play at Action City, and keep an eye out for special Halloween surprises throughout the resort. No tricks, just plenty of treats, family fun, and memories waiting to be made. Plan your fall getaway at MetropolisResort.com.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
Second half here on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports live video stream. Caleb Swenson along with Dave Check and Alan Dunham. Thank you to our video producers Carter Jagger and Micah Bailey. A lot of helter-skelter activity behind the scenes sometimes to keep things running, but we are ready to go, Dave. And Chi High starting out on defense, and defense, as flashy as offense can be, defense has got to be the calling card if you want to go deep in the postseason.
Well, again, the nice thing is the Cardinals can be extremely confident about their running game. There's no team that's been able to do anything on them. That will definitely be challenged next week. Next week with New Richmond, you have probably the best ground game in the conference. They got, Wittick, is his name, Wittis?
Austin Wittick, yes.
I mean, he's one of the fastest guys in the state coming back. That'll be the true test for the Cardinals, I think, on the ground. But this Menominee team is absolutely giving the pass defense a test.
And Menominee, of course, coming up with that absolutely monumental touchdown as time expired.
But here's the thing. I still think Coach Olson, you know, and he's a product of this Rako philosophy as well. I doubt he's going to pass consistently unless he has to. He hasn't done it yet. They've been destroying us, but again, they get the ball back with 37 seconds left. They pass. They wind up scoring a touchdown. They're forced to pass on 2nd and 20 and get a big gain. I mean, realistically speaking, they haven't passed unless they've been forced to pass. So that bodes well for the Cardinals, because if they keep trying to pound the rock, it's not going to work.
Critical drive here on both sides to start the third quarter. This is what you would expect from Big Rivers Conference football in the opener. You're underneath the lights.
That's
on a
gone.
Friday night. Taken from the goal line, straight ahead between the hashes, 20-yard line, 25, spilled at the 27, maybe the 28.
You know, I didn't think they allowed that in the high school. That player caught the ball at the 1 and took 2 steps in the end zone. I thought they blew that, and it was on the 20 if you were in the end zone at all. But maybe I'm wrong, or maybe they didn't see that. But they're going to start at the 30 instead of the 20.
So good starting field position for Menominee. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. Quality Propane and Fuels. More online at qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chi High has played many a half in the past history with no receivers having a catch, and no different this half.
Single receiver to the left. Aaron Howard going to call his own number. Off the left side, trying to slant it out, and he is strung out and ripped down.
I actually thought that they had something there. They ran a little triple option, looked at the fullback, came out with the pitch. I don't think we've seen that look out of Menominee before, but even with all that, it only got him a yard. Great coverage by the Cardinals. That just takes disciplined defense, but you see that against Rice Lake running the triple option. You can stop it if you're disciplined, but if one of those guys bites at the wrong person, they're gone.
2nd and 9. Howard barking out the cadence. He's going to roll out after the fake. Hits the brakes. Now trying to reverse direction, and he'll just pitch it out of bounds.
Yeah, good pressure that time by the Cardinals defense. You have a player forcing him inside, a player inside forcing him back, and he had nothing to do but throwing it away. That was all caused by the pressure.
Kind of a scramble drill like that. He threw the touchdown pass.
And now here we are again with a 3rd and 9. They're forced to pass. They've been successful, but how many times can you pull the rabbit out of that hat? 3rd and 9 is not an easy down for these quarterbacks. You know the pressure's coming. You know that the defense is ready for the pass.
Two receivers to the right side. Howard, straight drop, now rolling out to his right. He's got a man cutting across the 31-yard line, and it's incomplete.
Hit the receiver's hands, but he probably would have only got a gain of a couple of yards anyway. So it's 4th and 8. I think that they would punt it here from their own 20, but they're not sending the punting team out. Cardinals got to watch for Olsen's doing a good job, I think, of bringing him to the line, trying to get him to jump, maybe using his timeouts. Why not? You've gotten him to jump once, and if this makes it 4th and 5 from, or 4th and maybe 4, if you get him to jump, I just don't think they're going to go for it here from the 30-yard line.
4th and 9 from their own 31.
Yeah, quick kick, and that's a good play because they're going to get a lot of roll out of this.
That is going to take a lateral hop inside the 20, but now still heading toward that south end zone at about the 14-yard line, and that's where Chi High will start 1st and 10 as the clock will be at 10:51. And a good stop. Again, we talked about the importance of this drive coming out of the gate in the second half. And for the Cards to be able to get a stop and a 3-and-out stop is certainly what they're looking for. Great Northern and Chippewa Falls has production, warehouse, and office positions available with work-life balance and opportunities to grow, competitive wages, 401k with match, profit sharing, and a health and fitness reimbursement, greatnortherncorp.com. That's greatnortherncorp.com. Ball in the near hash, Chi High 1st and 10 from their own 18. Sorensen give right side, evading the first wave of tacklers and spilled about the 28-yard line. Banky, he's got to rapidly be approaching 100 yards.
Give you that in a second. Banky was, I think, at 85, so we're giving him 10 on that one. Give him 11 on that one.
Moves the chains. Double wing, double tight now on the opposite hash. Easton Sorensen, the sophomore, gives to Schiltz. Schiltz bounces it out. Look out, he's got some room. 50, 45, 40 down the sidelines. They are not going to catch him. That's the sprinter speed for Talon Schiltz. He goes 61 yards to the house.
There's a flag on the field, unfortunately.
Yeah, there was right away. Another holding penalty, I thought, right away. I didn't see it when he was running, but I saw it thrown right away, so I didn't want to say anything. That was such a beautiful run. He is so fast. He outran Menominee. Probably four players had the angle on him. And it's all for naught. I mean, it's fun to watch, but once again, the Cardinals are going to be put in a position where they got first and 20.
But that's just an example of, you know, we don't need a big pass play to have big plays, and we can just run our regular offense even though you're first and 20.
Yeah, you know, Caleb might still get a highlight out of that one with that call. That was a pretty exciting call.
Well, I did the math wrong. It was 71 yards, not 61, so we'll try again.
I figured with the flag I didn't need to correct you.
Well, now 81 yards away, so we'll just stick that up in the noggin if he takes it the distance again.
If he's got the energy to do it once again, he just ran a 70-yard sprint, and here we go again. And here
right
we go again.
Right up the middle is Behnke, and Behnke's smashing his way up to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Behnke's got to come out for a play. His helmet comes off. If that is Behnke, because that's number 26, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, excuse me. Jacoby Olsen.
Jacoby Olsen gets his first carry of the night, and that's going to take it to the 30-yard line for an 11-yard gain for Jacoby Olsen.
They shifted Behnke to the wing back so that Gavin could get a breather.
Yeah, definitely need a breather. I would not think he'd be able to make two of those back-to-back sprints. So now a manageable second and 9 from the 30.
Double wing, double tight. Schiltz picking his way across the 30-yard line for maybe a couple yards.
Forward progress, they're only giving them to the 31. We have not done too well with forward progress this season.
Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. And a salute to all the hardworking athletes from White City Glass. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Easton Sorensen, the 6'4" sophomore, brings them to the line.
Is that Gavin Schiltz on the last carry?
If it was, 3rd and 8 from the 31. Give to the fullback once again, and fighting forward just shy of that 35-yard line. That Chai High, faced with a 4th and about 5, will punt it away.
So I think that was Behnke for 3 yards, right? Or was
yes.
That?
Okay. Yeah, Behnke on the trap play up the middle.
So Liam Asher.
And they've had so much success with Behnke ripping off big 20-yard runs that had a legitimate chance of getting that first down.
Schiltz sends this one to Asher, who fields it on a run, trying to reverse field at the 35-yard line, and he's just collared and taken down, and the clock will stop with 8:13 to go. So both teams trading possessions here to start the third quarter.
You know, this is exactly the kind of game that Menominee wants, to keep this a one-score game going into the final stanza, especially if they can tie this one up going into the fourth quarter. The Cardinals got to put this one away.
Build your dream home with Ashley Construction, the design build professionals custom home gallery at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. 8:13 left to go here in quarter number 3. WOGO, Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Single receiver out to the left. Aaron Howard flanked by two tailbacks. Chai High showing pressure up the A-gap. Immediate heavy pressure, and Howard's just going to dump it into his own sideline.
You know, and my real question for tonight is I just want to know where Mitchell...
Oh, a late flag.
I just want to know where Mitch Olson's dad, Bart Olson, would be for a game like this if he was here. Certainly he'd be on the Menominee sideline supporting his son, but still, longtime Chi High teacher and coach. That's not Menominee, actually.
Yeah, I thought maybe there was going to be a late hit or roughing the passer, but instead that is intentional grounding.
Yeah, that's a huge play.
Loss it down.
Anyway, longtime coach, absolutely wonderful football coach and a human being, Bart, longtime teacher at Chi High. But I can't see him sitting on the Menominee sidelines after all those years of hating Menominee. If he is, he's got to be like in the way back corner somewhere and just trying to be incognito.
You could get one of those split jerseys or shirts, too, where you've got
I can't see him wearing anything Menominee. I can't. He can come to support his son all he wants, but I can't see him putting something on that says Menominee.
Aaron Howard now facing a 2nd and 25. He and his Menominee cohorts. Back to passes. Howard, pocket is clean over the middle, and it is incomplete, and a big wallop at the end of that one.
Oh, there's a late flag. And that's the flag that you see in college all the time. You don't normally see that here in high school, and we can't replay it. The ref threw that 5 seconds after it happened. That's going to be a targeting.
And Coach Ray, the other refs
are going to talk it over because they had a better angle at it. He comes in from the side late. Maybe they're going to talk it over and wave it off. Otherwise, that's a huge play. That'll be an automatic first down.
They're waiting for
the indication. He is picking up the flag, and he is explaining it. Nope, they're calling it. Rako's going to give him an earful. That is a...
It looked like a
great hit. Those players that are making that hit don't know that the receiver did not catch that ball. You got to remember that in a split second there. It's easy for us to say up here, lay off because they didn't catch it. But
that's exactly right. It's a bang-bang play, continuation. You can't pull off that when you've got all the momentum going to the receiver.
So I don't know what that call was, but they're calling it. They got 2nd down on the flag here for 10, 2nd and 10. Not an automatic first down.
Howard going to keep it himself on the option. Late pitch, far side. Big hit over there near the Menominee sideline. Gain of maybe 4. Clock will stop at, will not stop, excuse me, will keep on rolling here.
I think he just has the marker mixed up.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. What does the scoreboard say? I can't see it from here.
3rd and 7.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think it's 2nd and 7. There's no way that a targeting or a hit like that would not be an automatic first down.
So we'll get that strained out and let you know when we figure it out here. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. Howard flares it out into the flat. He's got a man there, but roped down very quickly.
That's number 19. Is that Kessner again?
Ian Kessner.
I'll tell you, people don't appreciate that, how big an open field tackle is like that and how hard it is to make with nothing but space for the receiver to be able to juke you either way they want.
Let's take a look at it again on our WOGO Sports instant replay. If Kessner doesn't make that stop, there's some real estate ahead for Menominee. Now they're facing a 4th and 7.
I don't know if they know that because, again, I don't think it's 4th down. But if they're thinking it is, they're going to punt here regardless.
Under 6.5, low snap, good kick, a knuckleballer that's going to drive Schiltz back inside the 10, and he's going to pick it up on the hop. Schiltz, what a beautiful pirouette across the 15 and up to the 20-yard line to the 25 and still fighting forward, Gavin Schiltz.
Yeah, and Schiltz just showed you right there. And now we got a late flag on a Menominee or a Chi High player. I think it might be on Chi High. That's way back here on the 35-yard line. That might be against the punter. Anyway, we'll wait and see that. But Schiltz made a great example there of how hard it really is to tackle a receiver or one a running back in open space like that with the ball.
So if you couldn't hear that on our crowd mics, unsportsmanlike conduct on Chippewa Falls.
So usually when you see that happening, it's because somebody's taking out the punter. Really an unnecessary block way up here on the 35-yard line. That's probably what was called.
So 6:09 is what will be on the clock.
So that's going to be half the distance to the goal, and the Cardinals are going to start at right about the 14, give them the 13-yard line.
I wonder if that penalty when they had that started at a 2nd down after the interference, after the roughing penalty, because it came off after Menominee had that intentional grounding. Maybe they couldn't get a 1st down off a penalty after that.
6:09. On the clock here in the third quarter. No one has scored in the third. Chi-High still leading 14-7.
Just got word that Bartleson would be here, but he's in Ireland. And actually, I think I did hear that before the game. And I'm glad to hear that because, quite frankly, again, I would not like to see a Bart Olson wearing anything, even remotely Menominee.
Hopefully he's wearing his Cardinal red in Ireland, even though it's a land of green, and watching live here on WOGO Sports on YouTube or Facebook.
Just wear a red and white. I love Mitch Olson, Coach Mitch Olson sweatshirt or something like that. That's
that'll
fine.
Work. That'll work. 6:09 here in the third quarter. Felt like I've said that about three times, but finally, we are back to the action here.
Ball's at the 13. Let's see what kind of running game the Cardinals can get going here.
Double wing, double tight, man in motion. On the far side, skirting it out beyond right tackle. Turning the corner, 25-30, and then flipped out of bounds. On the far side, the Chi-High sideline.
That's Tyler Benke on the carry.
Yeah, they're not calling any type of late hits over there either. But that right there, ball goes from the 13 to the 30. For another 17-yard game.
And Tyler Benke, again, has just been absolutely enforcing his will here tonight.
Benke has 112 yards on the night right now.
First and 10 from their 30 for Chi-High. Schiltz. That's Talon Schiltz nosing forward across the 32.
A little bit of misdirection. And again, another game where Talon Schiltz, that's only his second carry of the night, not getting a whole lot of carries. And then you go a night where all of a sudden he's the leading rusher. Like you said, this is Benke's night. Gavin's had his night. Talon's had his night.
Talon leads the team in touchdowns with five in the first two contests.
Only two carries tonight.
Put something on tape, then do the opposite. Keep them guessing. Second and 8, Chippewa Falls, double wing, double tight. Schiltz, there's a crease. He's going to stutter around the 40, 45, 50, turning the corner at the 45 of Menominee. There's Talon Schiltz with another big-time carry. And we'll take another look at that one here on WOGO Sports.
Ball goes from the 30 to the, looks like the 39. So a 31-yard gain, another big gain for Talon Schiltz.
Just as we say, he hasn't had a lot of work so far here tonight. Carry to Benke. Benke busting his way through the first and second levels of the defense and keeping the legs turning inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line.
Another 14-yard gain for Benke, and these are just churning out big plays.
Really, Menominee has not been able to stop Chi-High. It's been Chi-High either on the turnover or on the penalties that have stopped themselves.
Cardinals up to the line quickly. Not something we've seen out of them so far today.
First and 10 from the 24, knocking on the door of the red zone. Man in motion left to right, give to Benke, and Benke smashes through the defense.
I'll tell you, if anybody has any questions about the player or game at the end of this game, he is certainly making that an easy answer right now.
Oh my goodness.
An incredible game for Benke. He's got 149 yards right now and two touchdowns on nine carries. How often do you see that out of a fullback? I'll tell you, that's two things. Not only does he have absolutely impressive running when he gets to that second level and he just breaks tackles, but give credit to the offensive line to give him that gap to run free. Once he gets ahead of steam, he's gone.
You talk about going north-south, keeping those shoulder pads square. And he's got a lot of inertia behind him.
Yeah, I take it back. He's got 10 carries for 149 yards, but still 14.9
yards. Cards going for two, and they will get it 22-7. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. The Cards up two scores on Menominee. Back in 1 minute.
River Country Co-op convenience stores are bringing touchdown deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 15 Cenex locations. Plus, by joining the VIP club, you can score free milk, pizzas, beverages, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Give your budget a blitz with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. And don't forget our propane, fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Well, the camouflage jerseys get us again, or get me again at least. That was Jacoby Olsen with his second touchdown of the season. So Tyler Banky's had a phenomenal game, but Jacoby Olsen, my sincere apologies, credited with that score. 4:37 on the clock, seemed to maybe be a cramping issue out there. Owen Munson, by the way, in the Wildcat on the two-point conversion carry.
Well, nonetheless, you know, they do a good job of rotating Benke and Olsen up there, and they run very similar and powerful. And again, same thing. Offensive line gets them open, and then once they get to that secondary, boy, they are just a load to take down. If you get your fullback running free with five yards of steam in front of them, it's going to be a long game for Menominee's defense, and they're getting tired right now. So regardless of what they're doing in the passing game, we are breaking them down, and they're getting tired on defense.
Now, that's a potentially big deal here if Munson can't go right away, because he's been over the top on 87 on defense, playing a nice job.
Yeah, Munson's the only one that I can see really would be in good position to go one-on-one or play a little man-to-man. We have great zone-type protectors that are going to be in the right position.
A bouncing squib kick that is covered up very quickly by the Chi-High special teamers. Still good starting field position for Menominee, as they will start first and 10 at, where will they mark it, about the 31-yard line, it appears. And that's where Aaron Howard and co. will start first and 10.
Yeah, it's an interesting choice to squib it there when you've got the kicker that has been kicking it to about the goal line every time. A little bit nervous about their coverage last time, maybe, where he was probably one tackle away from breaking that one. That's the last thing they need right now, as good as their defensive play.
The Studi is bouncing, trying to send the energy down to the field level here at Duray. Aaron Howard with a single receiver wide to the left. Two backs flanking him from the shotgun. Howard back to pass. He's going to flare it out right side into the flat and met in the backfield and nowhere to go.
Yeah, Dane Krista right there. Great job on defense.
Again, right to the heart of our defense. And, you know, give credit a lot to those players who have been taught those open field tackles. We haven't seen anyone break a tackle. We saw Gavin Schultz, I think it was, break four tackles on one play. Menominee hasn't been able to break one tackle. That's a loss of
three
on the play.
Second and 13 with under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Chi-High now leading 22-7. Howard wheels and gives right up the middle, and pounding across the 35-yard line is number 5, Kellen Turner, 5'10", 172, the junior.
Give him 7 yards on the play, takes it to the 35-yard line, makes up the 3, and another 4. That is, I think, their longest run, perhaps, of the night.
Third and 6 now for Menominee, trailing by 2 scores after the Jacoby Olsen touchdown. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the third. Under center now is Howard. Immediate heavy pressure, and oh my goodness, he is blitzkrieged. Blown up in the backfield. Howard went down like a sack of potatoes.
And that's number 22 is one of them.
Musser.
Musser. Who is Musser. He joined by?
Take another look at it here in our WOGO Sports instant replay.
That's an 8-yard loss on that play as the ball now sits at the 27-yard line.
And, Dave, I apologize. The 2-point conversion was Ryan Zenner.
Oh, so he got both of them tonight then.
So Zenner in the Wildcat. So 4th and 14, so seeming to be punt time for Menominee. And this is a shanked punt.
Yes.
And Chi High will get excellent starting field position from this one. It will take a little bit of a roll toward the south end zone. But the Cards with 2:13 to go here in the third quarter, leading 22-7. They have the ball back almost in plus territory. Huge opportunity coming up here for Coach Rako's squad.
So far with the sack, Menominee has 4 rushes right now, I believe. They have 4 rushes for a total of 1 yard this half. They have 2 completed passes, both for -3 yards, for a total of -6 yards passing.
They don't have one attempt to Liam Asher, which is a little surprising to me.
43-yard line, their side of midfield for Chi High.
Well, I think Coach Berger's defense might have tightened up on Asher a little bit and forcing them to throw that ball to the flats, and we're just doing a great job covering the flat.
2 tight ends, 2 wing backs, and a fullback behind Easton Sorensen, the sophomore signal caller for Chippewa Falls. 2-score lead, looking for more. The crisscross, and Menominee has seen that one a lot over the course of the years of this rivalry.
Take a loss, 2-3. On that one. Who was that that got that wound up with the ball?
Talon Schiltz, I think, had it there.
Yes, it was number 3, Talon. And tell you, you talk about his strength, Dave. They had him wrapped up, and then 3 guys on his back, and he still was able to get forward a couple of yards.
Yeah, their dad is a big time power lifter. I'm sure he's had both of them in the weight room their entire life, and it shows.
Chi High facing a 2nd and 13. Schiltz will pick his way through the first level of the defense across the 45-yard line up to maybe the 47, and that'll make it a more manageable 3rd down for Chi High.
Good run for Talon there. Manageable 3rd and 6, it looks like. Ball's on the 47-yard line for a gain of 8.
So 3rd and 6, 47-yard line, their side of midfield for Chi High. 2 wing backs and a fullback in the double wing formation. Handoff off the left side. There's a great block. Springing Schiltz down the sideline, 40, 35, 30, and finally taken out of bounds deep into Mustang territory.
And that will erase any question about whether it's 4 down territory. Just get it on 3rd. Ball all the way down to the 28-yard line.
And that was just a beautiful play. Both the right tackle and the right guard pulled, and Schiltz is just right behind them. Peekaboo, peekaboo, and then he pops out for a nice gain.
So 3 carries in a row for Talon, right?
Yeah, now Talon is getting his yardage here, coming up with a 31-yard run, 8-yard run, 25-yard run.
Banky in motion, give right up the middle. Can Jacoby Olsen do it again? He will twist inside the 15-yard line, and that's another Chippewa Falls first down.
Now Jacoby's down. And that's the number one thing these Cardinals have to worry about, especially through these first 3 games, is injuries. We absolutely need to come into New Richmond. Obviously, not only do we have to be 3-0, but we have to be injury-free.
We'll take a quick 30-second timeout and be back on WOGO Sports. Back in half a minute.
Hard water is one of the most common water problems. Symptoms include dry skin and hair, stains on fixtures, dishes, clothes, and skin, frequent plumbing problems, and stiff clothing. If this sounds familiar, contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. They will customize the right water treatment system for you. Locally owned, American-made products, and no long-term contracts. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more information.
Don't want to speculate, but seeming like could be some cramping issues from time to time here for Chi High. It's a hot night, that's for sure. You can still certainly feel the humidity in the air here at DeRay Field on a gorgeous night leading into the long holiday weekend, Veterans Night here in Chippewa Falls. On WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew. Chi High will let it trickle down to the end of the quarter, so we will take another quick one-minute break on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's the final frame here at DeRay Field. Veterans Night, Chi High versus Menominee Night, and good to have you with us here on WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook.
So it is Veterans Night. Time to give a shout out to my dad, Lieutenant Colonel John M. Check Jr. He's made it to every single one of these. He did not make it tonight. 90 years old. It's hot as heck out today, but he loves coming to this event.
Right up the middle, that's Banky. Banky bounces it to the outside and into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Tyler Banky, 14-yard burst.
And now Banky's going to get credit for that touchdown. That is his third of the night. And those fullbacks are just pounding it for Chi High, and you know, you might wind up giving it to the tandem because from that position, they have absolutely dominated.
Coming out with the Rhino package again for another two-point conversion.
See if Zenner can get his third two-point conversion of the night.
Cardinals will go for two.
Chi High again bringing it in tight. Going for two, leading 28-7. Wildcat again following the blocking into the end zone with barely a bump. It is 29-7 Chippewa Falls. We will step out and be back in 60 seconds. The Cards starting to flex a little bit here on Veterans Night at Chi High.
Wirzgalla Plumbing and HVAC is looking for an elite HVAC lead, installation, and service technician. If you're a master of your craft, it's time to get paid like it. This role demands 10-plus years of experience and a high level of expertise. You must know how to both install and service boiler systems, as well as install, troubleshoot, and repair furnaces, central AC, and cutting-edge mini-split systems. Wirzgalla provides top pay, generous PTO, and comprehensive benefits. Send your resume to service@wirzgalla.com today.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Chi High leading 29-7. The run up and the kick. This one is going to be a line drive that will bounce out of bounds inside the 10-yard line, and that will be pretty good starting field position.
You know, you watch Zenner run on offense, and you just get the sense that although we have three, four great running backs, and we don't need him to be on offense, and he is absolutely an all-state player on defense, he could be an all-state offensive player almost anywhere. He's got three of our two-point conversions, and he just runs so powerful. Imagine how good of a fullback he would make as well.
Yeah, again, there's just a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism, and the coaches have a lot of tools to work with, Alan. 11:54. Excuse me, 30-7, I should have said. with 11:54 to play here in the fourth.
So that gives the Cardinals a little bit of cushion. But I would think, on the other hand, it forces Menominee to pass. And again, they haven't been doing too much of that this half. And the two passes that they have, not been to 87. So watch and see if Coach continues to dial up that pressure and force them to dump the passes short.
Now Menominee's having them kick this one again.
That's an interesting call with his leg. We'll see if it works out.
Severson will line drive it to the 29-yard line, straight ahead, 35, 37, maybe 38. And then a big pile up there. 11:52 on the clock.
The ball will be at the 39-yard line. I think that was a good call for them. If the ball goes out of bounds, does that wind up being at the 30 or the 35?
35, I believe. So net gain of about 4 yards. Field position wise. Here's Deegan McGinnis. Just checking in now for Drew Musser. First and 10 Menominee. From their 39-yard line.
You know, and you do see Chi High really now trying to jam up 87. You got the coverage in the zone behind, so I think they got this figured out.
Smith motions out to the right flat. Howard rolling out down the middle of the field. He's got a big target across midfield. Let's check the number on that one. That was, I believe, Hawkins Anderson, 6'2", 172, the senior. No, it was not.
It was a 14-yard gain there. Takes the ball to the 47. Menominee's got to pick the pace up a little bit here.
47-yard line at Chippewa Falls. Two receivers to the left. Howard back to pass. Pocket is clean for a moment. Now he's flushed out to the left side with camo jerseys in pursuit. He'll dump it into the sideline and twist it out
now,
of bounds.
Here, once again, that ball should be at the 48-yard line. Hopefully they're not giving him forward progress that he didn't get.
Carter Goodman, the 5'10 junior, caught the pass. Out of bounds at the 48.
And so that's going to actually be a loss of 5 yards. And again, great open field tackle. It's a completion, but it's a completion for a loss of 5.
Second and 15. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. A dangerous Liam Asher. Wide to the right. Single receiver slot to the right as well.
Now they have no one jamming Asher. We'll see if that makes it a little bit different here. And he is looking
Howard,
right at
heavy pressure. McGinnis jumps on his back and forces an errant throw. He was looking out into the flat on the right side for Everett Paulson.
There are just so many names that you call on this defense routinely.
Well, this is a luxury that Chi High has not had the last few years, where they are rotating guys, linebacker, defensive tackle. You know, every position on the field, they've got backups. They feel very comfortable bringing in on any snap.
30-7. Chi High up by 23 here in the fourth quarter, with the majority of this final frame to play. Two receivers on the right side for Menominee. Howard, the senior, with a back on his right hip on 3rd and 15, approaching midfield. Howard back to pass. Goes over the middle, dangerous, and it's intercepted and coming back the other way across the 45-yard line and near midfield. That's another Chi High turnover.
That went about as bad as it could go for Menominee. The quarterback hung his receiver out to dry. He was absolutely drilled in the back. Probably should have been injured there, but he wasn't. And it results in an interception.
And now it's Brigham Garrett again dropping back into coverage like he did in the first half. This time he got the pick.
Garrett's got the pick. Who was it that laid the receiver out? Did you see that?
I'm not sure who got the hit.
Well, outstanding hit.
Call it 10:55 on the clock now as Brigham Garrett turns over the Mustangs and gives possession back to Chippewa Falls.
Menominee's not scored more than 7 points the last two seasons against Chi High.
Flip on the left side to Talon Schiltz, and Schiltz has a wall of blocking, and he darts through to the 45-yard line, cut down at about the 44. Cards last year beat Menominee in Menominee 36-6. They're up 30-7 here and clearly hungry for more.
Big seven-yard chunk's going to take a lot of time off the clock and make that easier to get a first down to keep the chains rolling. We're sitting at the 44-yard line right now.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This game on the radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Live video streaming, WOGO Sports YouTube and Facebook pages. Sorensen back to pass. He's going to float it right side. Jump on. Somehow it's still brought in by Shelton. Shelton inside the 10-yard line.
And there you go. I like that play. Once you get comfortably ahead, you know, you obviously got to make sure to put Menominee away, but give your quarterback some confidence with a play there. Don't let him end this game 0-2. That's a big play.
Let's see it again on our WOGO Sports instant replay.
And which Schultz was that with the reception?
That was Gavin. And that was 1 inch away from being intercepted in the defender's hands, and Gavin Schultz pulls it back down himself and runs for, I don't know, an additional 15 yards after the catch.
All the way to the 6-yard line. That is a 38-yard play.
My goodness.
And really, a great job. That ball was just over the hands of the defender. Had to be double caught by the receiver. Tough catch, but great pass. Laid out exactly where it needed to be.
First and goal, Chi High from the 6. When we come back after the game, we'll have your Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That'll include the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Names you know, names you trust.
Did you say that was Gavin Schultz on the catch or Talon?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Talon, number 3. I apologize. Yes, and was that the first completion to Chi High?
Yep, first completion. So Talon's got the only catch for 38 yards right now. I think one of two things is going to happen here. You're either going to give the ball to your quarterback here to try to get him a scoring touchdown here, or you're going to pound that rock to Benke and give him his fourth touchdown. What do you think is going to happen here?
See how they line up here. So
they just have so many weapons. And the other thing you could do is bring Zenner in on the 6-yard line, too.
First and goal from the 6. Got Deegan McGinnis out there as well. Off the left side, pounding is Carson Ramis. And Ramis will take it inside the 5-yard line.
Is that number 23?
Yeah, Carson Ramis that time.
So his first carry of the night brings the rock down to the 4, 2-yard gain. They'll give him the 3-yard line, so we'll give him 3 yards.
So second and goal from the 3.
Got a lot of choices here for the Cardinals offense.
Ramis, McGinnis, and Benke. Ramis gets it again off the left side, slanting inside to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Carson Ramis from 3 yards out, and it is 36-7, Chi High. Take another look at that one as Carson Ramis, the 6-foot, 155-pound junior, gets a couple totes in a row from first and goal. Puts Chi High firmly in front. Snap, spot, kick, booms through the uprights. It is 37-7, Chi High. We are back in 1 minute. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
At Postglass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Postglass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Postglass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
What's holding you back from living your best life?
Is it a lingering injury, joint pain? Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to everything you've been missing. Wherever you are in western Wisconsin, the talented team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here for you with the highest standards of orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Turning I couldn't into I did since 1954. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Learn more at cvosm.com.
.909 left to go in the game. Chi-High leading by 30, 37-7 over rival Menominee. Cardinals trying to go 3-0 to start the season. Another squibber that's picked up at about the 7-yard line. And Liam Asher across the 10, slanting up to the 15. And stopped pretty quickly there. 9:06 left to go in the game.
Just kind of fun here on the sidelines. Different guys are just begging Coach Berger to get into the football game.
It's about that time. Some of those reserves could see some action.
Also heard the coaches say the JV offense is going back in, or is going in when they get the ball back.
And we saw the JV offense do just as good as the varsity offense against Memorial, so I suspect we'd see that here as well.
Well, GFL Environmental offers local services to meet the needs of the Chippewa Valley, from residential curbside service, roll-off dumpsters, bulk pickups, and drop-off locations in Chippewa Falls, Thorpe, Medford, and Roberts. GFL has a service to meet all of your needs.
Hey, nice job out there, man. What a game.
First and 10, Howard. Out into the flat, maybe a backwards pass to the 10 to the 15 to the 20, down the sidelines, close to a first down on the far side of the field. Clock is stopped at 8:57.
Last I saw, also on a score check, Rice Lake was down 27-0 to Hudson.
Hudson, New Richmond, and possibly Chippewa Falls throwing their name into the hat. Possibly early front runners. I mean, we're just first game of the season here in terms of conference play, but those are the teams that have looked perhaps the most impressive in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, Hudson's ranked in Division One. New Richmond's highly ranked in Division Two. This is going to be a tough conference. And Chi-High,
Howard has nowhere to go, and he's taken down and sacked.
You know, Chi-High's doing what they have to do tonight, but they're not going to get any respect statewide until that matchup against New Richmond. They're going to have to show what they can do against New Richmond.
One of the goals tonight, as you mentioned, of course you want to get the win. You need to execute, but you want to come out of this game healthy, going to face the Tigers on the road next week. And so to be able to get some of your starters to take a well-deserved rest on the sideline, some of the reserves work so hard in practice out here for the remainder of the game. Cardinals leading by 30.
Another loss of six for Menominee.
Howard flushed out again. Bullet pass right side. Oh, he put some smoke on that one up to the 30-yard line.
He is a nice quarterback. He's very mobile, good awareness, has a nice arm.
Got a good ball, good catch.
That one went to Goodman.
Got the six back, and another four will give him maybe 10 to the 31. Another 10-yard pass.
Third down and seven for Menominee. And at halftime, they trailed 14-7 with possession to start the third quarter. Have been shut out here in the second half. Howard trips to the left. He's going to float it out. Timing pattern. Got Asher just shy of the 40, and Asher's planted into the turf here at DeRay. He'll bounce back up.
But enough for eight and a first down.
Clock will stop temporarily, and now we'll have a longer stoppage.
That flag that went up, it was something that when Lamb was talking to the referee, and that flag went up in that conversation. I'm going to guess this is against Menominee.
They're already walking backward.
And I think we have a report on that last offensive series of Coach Nick Bull jumping into the air. So that's a sighting that we don't see too often. He is excited.
If we had caught it on camera, we would have given it to you on instant replay.
From home, our reporter Mary Check is letting you know we want to see a cartwheel next time, so we'll let Nick know. If we can get a cartwheel out of him for a touchdown, that would be special.
I'm hearing via our YouTube channel comment section, unconfirmed, but saying that legendary coach Joe Labuda is at the game tonight. Howard flushed out to his right. McGinnis got him again. Deegan McGinnis once again, a leopard in the backfield.
You know, these sacks are really starting to add up, but I think it's going to put Menominee in the negative rushing yardage situation as that ball goes all the way back to the 15, a minus 9-yard play again. And their last three running plays, one of them at least legit, minus 8 yards, minus 6 yards, and minus 9 yards.
As we looked at that again in our WoGo Sports instant replay, McGinnis, I mean, he's got way too much speed to give him a free rush.
Yeah, this half they have minus 11 yards right now, a negative 1.8 average.
Howard, delayed give right up the middle, and Chai High on top of that pretty quickly.
Yeah, you got to protect your quarterback there and run the ball every once in a while, because that's why the defensive ends are begging to get in this game, because Menominee's in a pass situation, and you just love to come off that edge and rush the quarterback.
Might as well be a running clock here for Menominee, the way that they're taking the time off the clock, but they'll take that ball for a 5-yard gain to the 20, maybe the 21.
I have to look it up, our crack statisticians, to see when the last time Chai High has defeated Menominee 2 years in a row was.
Well, this would be three.
Indeed.
So the last time would have
been
last
year.
That's why
I'm not a statistician.
And there you
go.
That's fourth down.
Right up the middle.
You'd have to figure they're going to punt this one here. Otherwise, they put Chai High in an unfair sportsman situation here. So you're going to let your JVs get some play. This game's over, so punt it away. So that ball goes to the 22-yard, give him a 2-yard gain.
Ian Kestner will receive this punt.
How about this for consistency? Last year the game was 36-6. The year before, 35-7. This time, 37-7.
And counting. I think we might get a running clock here, even if our JV comes in to do it, because that's exactly what they did at Memorial. That's a pretty powerful JV coming in.
Kestner will await this punt as we are at about 4:48 left to go. High punt that
shank
is not going anywhere, and Chai High just needs to stay away from it.
Well, he can bat it all he wants. It's going to go back to the 30. Actually, that's going to be a penalty, so he's going to have a batting penalty for doing that now. So instead of being at the 30, I think the Cardinals are going to have this ball at the 20.
And now it's going to be really a more difficult position for the Menominee defense to be in.
Yeah, that punt went straight up. It was fourth down at the 23-yard line. This ball is sitting at the 29-yard line, and it's going to be even worse with the penalty.
For all the good things that Lamb did that first half, those two big penalties on him have hurt his team here late in the second half.
Chai High up 30 as we traverse ever closer to the end of this one. River Country Co-op reminds you to support our McDonald and Chai High Athletics by fueling up the Senex Spirit Pump. A percentage of every sale goes towards the athletic programs in our local schools. You can stop at any of their 15 Senex locations, including on River Street here in Chippewa Falls, River Country Co-op. Timeout. We'll be back in half a minute.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Cardinals will start first and 10 from the Menominee 29-yard line. Bo Ashley is out there at quarterback. He'll flip it right side inside the 30-yard line down to the 27. Be a lot of new ball carriers to introduce you to, and I believe that was Corbin Bird. Sophomore. Just over 4 minutes left. Bo Ashley, a quarterback, 6'4", 210, the junior. Alan, I know you've mentioned a great quarterback competition in camp. Easton Sorensen won the job, but Bo Ashley, very, very capable. Second and 8 from the 27. That one's going to Enzo Isham, and Isham pounds his way into the red zone. Very near the stick. I think he'll be just about a yard shy. Stop on that play from Menominee was number 33, Aiden Anderson.
Once the game is concluded, until the teams have completed their
third and 1 for Chippewa Falls, up 37-7 on Menominee.
Until the teams have completed their post-game huddle. Thank you.
Gavin Dixon out there at one of the wingbacks. And Dixon will get the call. He will slant off the far side trying to turn the corner. He's dropped behind the line, so it'll be a fourth and short.
32 on the carry for the Cardinals. Gavin Dixon.
The Chi High JV offense will get an opportunity here in a fourth down situation.
I don't know what your guys' thoughts are. I want to ask Coach Rakovich at the end of the game here, but the offensive line really turned it on. I felt in the third quarter, made a real statement, allowing those running backs more creases and room to run.
And I think the defense as well, too. We'll talk about that in that post-class post-game show, but the defense.
I agree, and in this heat, they really wore them down towards the end of the game.
Fourth and 2, give to the fullback right up the middle. I believe that's McGinnis, and McGinnis down to the 15-yard line, going north-south and moving the chains. Oh, no, maybe that was Isaac Duex.
It's number... No, it was Zenner, wasn't it? Zero? Or is that?
I thought that 11? Was 11 Duex.
11, okay.
So he's a 11, senior, 5'11", 210.
He takes the ball 5 yards, just enough to get a first down. You know, this is where you think the JV's kind of hurting them a little bit for the yards per carry, and then all of a sudden they bust one for 15 for a touchdown here, and they're doing just as good.
First and 10 from the 15-yard line.
And there
right
you go.
Right side, there you go, turning the corner, 10-5, race to the pylon, diving to the end zone, touchdown, Chippewa Falls!
And that's exactly what happened at Memorial, too. And then we got a running clock put on him by RJV.
Who's that? Corbin Berg, I believe?
Yes, number 15. And what a great sprint and diving to the pylon, putting the ball right on top of it. And he's super excited. You think this doesn't mean something to these guys? Absolutely means everything.
Take another look at it here. What a great finish to that play by Corbin Berg.
Well, it really bodes well that at least against teams like Menominee, you can go. I mean, they still got their starters out there. So did Memorial. And you can just take it to them. Against Memorial, our second team, our JV, not our second team, but our JV, averaged over 10 yards a carry.
Now for the PAT, it splits the uprights. It is 44-7 Chippewa Falls. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals football.
Hard water is one of the most common water problems. Symptoms include dry skin and hair, stains on fixtures, dishes, clothes, and skin, frequent plumbing problems, and stiff clothing. If this sounds familiar, contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. They will customize the right water treatment system for you. Locally owned, American-made products, and no long-term contracts. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more information.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Welcome back to Chippewa Falls football on WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports on YouTube. Final minute 50 of action. Chi High in control. They were up 14-7 at halftime. They have ripped off 30 unanswered points.
So I think it's important to mention before we see our second team defense out there, our JV defense out there, Squib kick's going to take it to about the 35, maybe. And it's important to note that as of right now, before we put our JV out there, and hopefully the JV does the exact same thing, Menominee has ran the ball 25 times tonight for a total of 6 yards.
Wow.
I don't have to do the math on that. I think you can figure out it's well under a yard per carry, 0.24. Just an incredible night on defense.
Running clock now, of course, with the Cards up 44-7. Coming up after the game, our Post Glass post game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Shout out to Rico De Leon. Telling us on YouTube the boys are looking great. They are indeed. Hope you're well, Rico.
Good to hear from Rico again.
Tell you, Rico was so fun to watch on defense. That was one of the few defensive linemen that could go from sideline to sideline and track down a ball carrier.
I remember seeing Rico chase down when Rice Lake had, I believe it was the Clairvaux brothers.
Yes, that was fun to watch.
Seeing Rico chase them down, fastest, probably 80 pounds heavier.
Fastest guy in the state, or one of the fastest guys besides Kenny, that I think might have been on that team as well, but the running back was one of the fastest kids in the state, and Rico just turned it on to an extra level. So shout out to you, Rico.
Back to the line for the Mustangs. Could be the final play of the game here. Carry right up the middle.
That is not going to get their average above one there. Two carries for the JV so far for a total of 3 yards.
And that'll do it. Chai High, for the third year in a row, takes down Menominee. Your final score from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 44, the Menominee Mustangs 7. Chai High moves to 3-0 on the season and 1-0 in Big Rivers Conference play. And Menominee drops to 0-3 on the young season. We'll step out. We'll be back after this with our post-class post-game show. We'll talk live on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich. We'll see the boys sing the school song. We'll have your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom fiber fast plays of the game and the Holly Bovey names you know stats recap as well. 44-7, Chippewa Falls taking care of business. We're back after this on WOGO Sports.
Hard water is one of the most common water problems. Symptoms include dry skin and hair, stains on fixtures, dishes, clothes, and skin, frequent plumbing problems, and stiff clothing. If this sounds familiar, contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. They will customize the right water treatment system for you. Locally owned, American-made products, and no long-term contracts. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more information.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chai High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Wirzgala Plumbing and HVAC is looking for an elite HVAC lead, installation, and service technician. If you're a master of your craft, it's time to get paid like it. This role demands 10-plus years of experience and a high level of expertise. You must know how to both install and service boiler systems, as well as install, troubleshoot, and repair furnaces, central AC, and cutting-edge mini-split systems. Wirzgala provides top pay, generous PTO, and comprehensive benefits. Send your resume to service@wirzgala.com today.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP. your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome into the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's postglassandmirror.com. Don't go away. We'll chat live on the field with Alan Dunham and Chi High head coach Chuck Rakovich. Also, the boys will sing the school song momentarily. We'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap coming up as well. Those 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. We'll look ahead as well to Chi High on the road at New Richmond next Friday night in Battle of Unbeatens. 44-7 final score here tonight. And this is a game that maybe seemed a little bit in doubt the way the second quarter ended, with Menominee punching in a late score, Dave, but that ended up being their only score of the night.
Yeah, and again, you know, you look at how this game kind of structured out, and the only success Menominee was having was that passing. And like I said, I just didn't think that they were going to come out and make that a staple. Chi High was able to adjust to that. 87 was the only one that was really hurting us. I think Coach Berger's defense came out, and that's really the key to high school football, is how you come out in the second half and adjust to those things. And Menominee really did rip us up passing in the first half, but that was shut down in the second half with only 31 yards in the second half. So really impressive second half. Got to give credit to the kids, but also give credit to the coaches for the adjustments they made. A lot more pressure put on them. We got some huge sacks, you know, names across the board. Got involved in the sack game tonight, so that was fun to watch.
A couple from Deegan McGinnis, and we've called Deegan's name several times.
Deegan
this
McGinnis.
Year, I mean, getting his first varsity touchdown that first game of the season against DC Everest, getting a second touchdown a week later, and now getting a pair of sacks tonight.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals, I'm gonna guess, had at least five sacks on the night. McInerney had a big sack. I think we had one out of. Now I'm drawing a blank. Our basketball player again.
Owen Munson.
Munson called his name so many times, and I think he might have got a big sack tonight too. But yeah, the Cardinals dialed up the pressure. That was a huge thing. We're going to see that in the stats too. Huge difference in the second half. But, you know, just to give you a preview, Menominee rushed the ball tonight 27 times for a total of 9 yards.
Wow.
You know, and while they're singing their song, and this is fun to listen to. I don't know if you can hear this. Alan's down there. He's got it.
Alan now approaching Chi High head coach Chuck Rakovich. I'm not sure if the boys are still going to do the song they did last time. They might.
Here it is. Here's the dance.
All choreographed.
This is something you don't see out of football teams every time. The choreographed dance.
See if they got better at it from the last time. And honestly, it's some of your bigs. Some of the big eaters in the trenches that are leading the way here.
Just a classy group of guys. I know you can't see this unless you see it on the video, but they have a friend that they've brought down that's in a wheelchair, and they're surrounding, keeping everyone involved. This is just a fun, good group of kids, like we said. And you know, this season is going to be a fun season no matter what. I would love to see them have success against New Richmond and Hudson and win the games that are the ones that you need to have a signature season. But they did what they had to at this point in time. You know, they beat the teams that they had to. They beat them pretty good as they had to. This team is going to have fun, and they got to prepare for a tough New Richmond team.
And again, when you put in the work, then you get to have the fun, your reward, after, again, another just really strong effort here.
I'm ready down here, guys.
All right, we'll send it down to Alan Dunham and head coach Chuck Rakovich.
Hey, Coach, this is kind of a new thing here with the dance afterwards. Was this one of the songs from your high school prom?
No, actually, it was. I was driving home one night after Roxy was playing, and I heard this song, and I said, I think our boys need to learn how to dance. And so I told them one of the first days after practice, I called the seniors over, and I said, you guys bring your phones. So y'all brought their phones. And I gave him the name of the song and the artist, and I said, you got to teach everybody how to dance. And we'll do that as soon as you guys have a great practice. And we only did it once in practice, but, and I said, every time you win a game at home, we'll do it.
So very nice. Yeah, nice touch. The kids seem to really enjoy it. Always a great night when you do the Veterans Night. It's just one of the best atmospheres in a football game I've ever seen, honoring the military here. What kind of got you started? And, of course, the Hands Foundation. What got you started doing that tradition?
Well, that all started with my fraternity brother, Scott Marrier. He started the Hands Foundation. When he started it, he was telling me that there are so many homeless veterans, and they kind of congregate over in the Minneapolis area because there's a lot of vacant buildings and places they can hide and sleep or whatever. But he says, I've got little old ladies knitting socks and gloves for them, and they have nothing. So I was sitting up in a tree stand bow hunting, and which I might as well not even take a bow because all I do is think about football. And yeah, I never shoot anything anyway. But anyway, I thought, what a great thing if we could help Scott out. So came up with this idea, and we have gathered a lot of clothing and et cetera for the homeless veterans and the Miracle Minute. Scott takes and he buys boots for the homeless veterans. He says, some of those guys don't have shoes, middle of winter. And then one of the captain's projects this summer was youth camp, which was free to anybody, all levels, free. And we just put a sign up, donations to the Hands Foundation. And the kids, between that, a couple of $100 donations, the football team towards the Hands Foundation, the boys turned $691 into Scott tonight for boots for the homeless veterans.
That's great. Thank you, Coach, for doing that. And again, we're always just so appreciative of the way you're building character in these young men. You know, not a lot of them are going to play football at the next level or professionally, but with the things they learn through football about caring for other people, you do a great job teaching the young men about that as well.
Well, this is a school. It's a high school. This is an educational setting, and it needs to be that way.
Hey, this is the third win in a row against Menominee. They've not scored more than 7 points those three games. What do you want to say about the way the defense has handled this offense?
Well, it kind of had us a little bit worried there at the end of the first half, but came out second half and did what they had to do.
And I don't know you can't maybe share the whole thing, but what happened at halftime? Because it seemed like you came out a little bit of a different team, a little more of an edge that third quarter, really controlled the second half.
There's no secret. This is a player-driven team. They took care of it themselves. We're not going to go in there and scream and holler, and that's just not our style. Mm-hmm. And the kids, they take care of it. Yeah. And they said, guys, we got to come out second half a different team, and they did.
Derek Nettie runs the weight and, you know, the strength and conditioning program here. He said there's 80 football players at the workout today. Now, it just seemed like that really showed up in the second half as well, just the physical nature of your team. And of course, you're a little bit deeper too, you can substitute guys, but anything you want to say about how it seems like you guys are just physically stronger and helps in your competition?
Well, Derek Nettie does a fantastic job with our kids, and he loves them like the rest of our coaches do. So that was 80 kids today without the freshmen. And you know, my job when I taught was weight training, and I could have no more than 30 in a weight room because that's all that room can handle. How do you handle 80 kids?
Yeah.
So we're doing the best we can with the limited facility.
Coach, congratulations. Look forward to next week against New Richmond.
Well, we won't celebrate too much on this one. We're going to get to work right away.
Take care.
Thanks.
Hey, back to you guys.
Thank you so much, Alan, and thank you to head coach Chuck Rakovich, as always, being so gracious with his time. And who knew? Land of 10,000 Dances, or Land of 1,000 Dances by Wilson Pickett. That's the song the boys are dancing to. I had no idea that Coach Rako was the one behind all of that, but there you go. It's the inside scoop that we get.
I think that was the longest interview I ever had with Rako, and it wasn't about football.
There you go. Some things are more important, and we appreciate, again, you being down on the field, Alan. We're going to take another quick break, then we'll dive into those stats and highlights coming up right after this on WOGO Sports.
Hard water is one of the most common water problems. Symptoms include dry skin and hair, stains on fixtures, dishes, clothes, and skin, frequent plumbing problems, and stiff clothing. If this sounds familiar, contact the water experts at Gibson's Water Care for a free home analysis. They will customize the right water treatment system for you. Locally owned, American-made products, and no long-term contracts. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to Gibson's Water Care for more information.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Wirzgala Plumbing and HVAC is looking for an elite HVAC lead, installation, and service technician. If you're a master of your craft, it's time to get paid like it. This role demands 10-plus years of experience and a high level of expertise. You must know how to both install and service boiler systems, as well as install, troubleshoot, and repair furnaces, central AC, and cutting-edge mini-split systems. Wirzgala provides top pay, generous PTO, and comprehensive benefits. Send your resume to service@wirzgala.com today.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. It's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. One of life's biggest decisions deserves an expert, not just an agent. When you're buying or selling a home, Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors are names you know and names you trust right here in Chippewa Falls. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. One of the biggest stories of the stats you've already told us, Dave, is 27 rushes, 9 yards for Menominee on the ground tonight.
Yeah, and it's just a continuation. Again, this game is very similar to the last two games that we've had. It's good. I mean, everything's going to look good with the three teams that we played. They're three teams that we should beat and should beat pretty good, and we did. Passing game, though, we did give up 16 completions on 24 attempts for 161 yards, one touchdown, one interception, I think, or was there two interceptions? I'm not sure if I missed one, but the rushing game is the key, and we knew that coming in. The controlling the line of scrimmage, and they absolutely dominated the line of scrimmage. 27 rushing attempts for a total of 9 yards, even going through one series against our JV, for a total of 0.33 yards per carry. And again, that's a continuation of what we've done the last two games. Memorial was right around that 1 yard per carry. DC Everest a little bit better, but DC Everest really only hurt us passing, and that's the only way we've been hurt all this year. Just incredible on the ground game, and that's a credit to not only those guys up front, but our linebacking core, and also some of the guys coming up making solo tackles on the outside plays from the secondary. Just great one-on-one tackling skills. So the Chi High Cardinals, on the other hand, passing game was 1 for 3 with an interception, but a big 38-yard catch. I think it was a really good idea to do that and again, give our quarterback some confidence. He put a ball that was absolutely outstanding out there. So that's a good one to finish on for him. The rushing game, we just rolled over Menominee. 74 yards is what Talon Schultz wound up with. Gavin Schultz wound up with 56. The big story was the two fullbacks. We had 10 carries for 139 yards out of Tyler Behnke, and then Jacoby Olsen also had two carries for 49 yards, but one touchdown for Jacoby Olsen, one touchdown for Carson Ramus,
yeah,
and three touchdowns for Behnke, and then we get a touchdown out of number 15, which is our
Corbin Berg, our sophomore
on the JV team. So even though the varsity team wound up with 29 for 319 for 11 yards, total, which is what counts, 34 carries for 348 yards, a total of 10.23 yards per carry, and six touchdowns on the ground. That is domination. That's exactly what we did the last two games, exactly what we need to do. But again, these are three teams that we were supposed to do this to. I didn't want to say it before the game and jinx them because Menominee has always been a thorn in our side. But we had to do that and be 3-0 impressively if we think we're a team that can beat New Richmond.
Again, Chi High, New Richmond, and Hudson seeming to be conference front runners, and we've just gotten one game into conference play. So much ground to cover. But those are teams that you think have a good chance of being there at the end. But certainly, I think right now it's Chippewa Falls looking up at New Richmond and Hudson and saying that's the top dogs that we want to take down if we want to be there at the end. And so it starts with taking care of business non-conference, taking care of business at home, beating the teams that on paper you're supposed to beat, and then you want to see if you can go on the road and maybe rip one at New Richmond, and they'll have the opportunity to do that 1 week from tonight. But a lot of that comes down to run the ball, stop the run. I mean, it's a credo in football, and that's what Chi High did tonight.
Yeah, and one of the tough parts about the schedule as you look at that, again, New Richmond and Hudson being obviously the big contenders here, both of those games we have are on the road. It's always tough to play at New Richmond. Hudson has not really had our number as much over the last 10 years as they probably should have. They have come in with teams that were undefeated, and we've had one or two wins, and we've wound up beating them and going to the playoffs. Hopefully that can continue, that we continue to have their numbers. But who's given us fits is New Richmond, especially at New Richmond.
And a lot of those games, honestly, in the last few years against New Richmond have not been particularly close. And so Chi High, hopefully, especially the upperclassmen, carrying maybe a little bit of a chip on their shoulder here in saying, hey, if we want to be the best, we've got to beat the best, and they'll have the opportunity to do that for the second year in a row, traveling to New Richmond, and we'll be looking forward to that one next Friday night. We'll take one quick one-minute break. We just had the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer, Realtors, Names You Know, Names You Trust, right here in Chippewa Falls. A one-minute break, and then we'll come back to bring you the 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Finishing up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls here on WOGO Sports. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We heard highlights from the first half. Let's hear them from the second half of your 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. They are your complete technology partner, 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom. Let 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or your business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today, 231-2000, or visit wwt.net. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Kick, a knuckleballer that's going to drive Schiltz back inside the 10, and he's going to pick it up on the hop. Schiltz, what a beautiful pirouette across the 15 and up to the 20-yard line to the 25 and still fighting forward, Gavin Schiltz.
Yeah, and Schiltz just showed you right there. And now we got a late flag on a Menominee or a Chi-High player, I think.
Double wing, double tight. Schiltz, there's a crease. He's going to stutter around the 40, 45, 50, turning the corner at the 45 of Menominee. There's Talon Schiltz with another big-time carry. And we'll take another look at that one here on WOGO Sports. And from the 24, knocking on the door of the red zone. Man in motion left to right. Give to Banky. And Banky smashes through the defense. And he is still up. And he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Tyler Banky would not be denied. Pause very briefly to correct myself once again. Jacoby Olson on that carry for Chi-High as we continue your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. After the Jacoby Olson touchdown. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the third. Under center now is Howard. Immediate heavy pressure, and oh my goodness, he is blitzkrieged. Blown up in the backfield. Howard went down like a sack of potatoes.
Well, that's number 22 is one of them.
Musser.
Into this event.
Right up the middle, that's Banky. Banky bounces it to the outside and into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Tyler Banky, 14-yard burst.
And now Banky's going to get credit for that touchdown. That is his third of the night. And
Howard, the senior, with a back on his right hip on third and 15, approaching midfield. Howard, back to pass. Goes over the middle, dangerous, and it's intercepted and coming back the other way across the 45-yard line and near midfield. That's another Chi-High turnover.
That went about as bad as it could go for Menominee. The quarterback hung his receiver out to dry. He was absolutely drilled in the back. Probably should have been injured there, but he wasn't. And it results in an interception.
And now's Brigham Garrett again dropping back into coverage like he did in the first half. This time he got the pick.
Video streaming, Mogo Sports YouTube and Facebook pages. Sorensen back to pass. He's going to float it right side. Jump on. Somehow it's still brought in by Shelton. Shelton inside the 10-yard line.
And there you go. I like that play. Once you get comfortably ahead, you know, you obviously got to make sure to put Menominee away, but give your quarterback some confidence with a play there. Put him in this game 0-2. That's got a lot of choices here for the Cardinals offense.
Ramus, McGinnis, and Banky. Ramus gets it again off the left side, slanting inside to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Carson Ramus from 3 yards out, and it is 36-7 Chi-High.
Special.
I'm hearing via our YouTube channel comment section, unconfirmed, but saying that legendary coach Joe Labuda is at the game tonight. Howard flushed out to his right. McGinnis got him again. Deegan McGinnis once again, a leopard in the backfield. From the 15-yard line.
And there
right
you go.
Side, there you go, turning the corner, 10-5, race to the pylon, diving to the end zone, touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
And that's exactly what happened at Memorial, too. And then we got a running clock put on him by RJV.
Who's that? Corbin Berg, I believe?
Yes, number 15. And what a great sprint and diving to the pylon, putting the ball right on top of it. And he's super excited. You think this doesn't mean something to these guys? Absolutely means everything.
Your 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game as Chi-High drubs Menominee 44-7 as we put a bow on this one on the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. 3-0 to start the season. Dave Check beat a rival here in Menominee, beat him for the third season in a row. But It gets real. It gets real next week, going on the road to face not only a premier team in the Big Rivers Conference, but a premier team in Western Wisconsin, and probably a premier team in the state of Wisconsin. If you look at some of those state rankings, New Richmond appears in a lot of them, and Chi is going to have their work cut out for them to try to keep this mojo rolling next Friday night.
It definitely gets real next week. Tune in next week for an absolutely exciting game. Hopefully, Chi-High does what they need to do. They're 3-0, and Richmond did what they needed to do. I'm sure they're 3-0 coming into the game. It should be a great one to watch for the fans, and hopefully it'll just be a fantastic game, and both teams will stay healthy, and the best team will come out ahead. But we did forget to do the player of the game.
All right.
So, player of the game, I got to give it to Tyler Behnke, 3 touchdowns from our fullback position and the way he ran tonight. However, I will give a special shout-out to that tandem of Jacoby Olsen, because between the two of them at that position, they wind up with 4 touchdowns on the night, and that's really excellent when you can have 2 players there. You don't have to have one guy out all the time. Jacoby Olsen gets plenty of plays. He comes in there and carries just and does exactly what you get out of Behnke. So you got 2 players that play very well together, they complement each other, and a great job as a unit.
In this double wing offense, when the running game has really been cooking in the past, and I go back to that 2015 team when they had, if memory serves, 3 1,000-yard rushers, it's not just the lightning of those wing backs. It's that B-back, that fullback, when you are getting the thunder right up the middle like you got tonight, that opens up so much more for this offense. And so that running game, again, just continuing to put more on tape to give future defensive coordinators fits and nightmares as they have a game week coming up against Chi-High. And so, again, thoroughly agree with that assessment for the player of the game, and looking forward to hopefully seeing this running game continue to grow and progress, and they're going to need it to try to beat some of the opponents coming up. But a 3-0 start, and looking forward to next week.
And I think you just gave a shout-out to Kyle Bovey in 2015. He was the thunder to go along with Muhorter and Kinez as the lightning. And, yes, that was a tandem where you could go 1-2-3 whenever you wanted to, and you certainly had, you know, Justin be able to carry the ball. But thunder and lightning from those three.
Yeah, when your quarterback can run the ball as well, too. We know Easton Sorensen can. That's a pretty good
offense. Sorensen certainly can. But, you know, and I would say similar, you really, when you have your number one quarterback like that, you don't want him to get hurt. You don't want him to be running too
Indeed.
Much. I doubt we're going to be seeing too many 88 powers out of Sorensen. I think he could do it, but I doubt we're going to see that too much. You're going to really want to protect him. So that's part of the problem with that. But, you know, again, we've said this the last 10 years, though. Every time we've had, you know, an equal number of carries out of the fullback and both wingbacks, Chi-High really clicks a lot better. They can't focus on anyone.
Well, thank you all so much for tuning in, for listening, watching on Facebook or the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Thank you for supporting the advertisers, the sponsors that you see in here on our WOGO Sports broadcast. They make what we do possible. Chi-High getting that Menominee monkey off their back for the 3rd straight season, allowing just 1 score to the Mustangs, winning it 44-7 here tonight. For Dave Check and Alan Dunham, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying thank you so much to our audio producer at the WOGO home base in Hallie Traytonheim, and our video producers Carter Jager and Micah Bailey. Once again, your final score, Chippewa Falls 44, Menominee 7. Chi-High moves to 3-0 on the season. This has been Chi-High Cardinals Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Veterans Night at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Holly Bovey of Colwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Ashley Construction, Wynn Family Dentistry, Great Northern Corporation, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, River Country Co-op, Aspirus Health, State Farm Agent Jeff Flagg, Grace Home Respiratory, and Linings of Eau Claire. And And now we return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.